Plenty of new faces in this new series for the Clearwater Threshers as they return home, beginning a 12-game homestand, starting with 6 against the Tampa Tarpons. Josh Sperber here on the Threshers Broadcast Network, and we are ready to get Game 1 started here at BayCare Ballpark. Let's start things off with the starting lineups, beginning with the road Tampa Tarpons coming in third place in the Florida State League West in the second half. Brendan Jones is the leadoff man for Tampa. Roderick Arias will hit second, and Willie Montero is batting third. Tyler Wilson in left field for the Tarpons, and Hans Montero batting fifth. Austin Green is the sixth hitter. Kobe Morales bats seventh. Joe De Los Santos is the designated hitter, hitting eighth. And Josue Gonzalez rounds out the Tampa order from the ninth spot. Now let's take a look at the Threshers defense, the first half champions of the Florida State League West. Lineup like this on defense. Caden Hediger at first base, Devin Saldivar at second, Starlin Caba at short, and Carson DeMartini is at third base. Eduardo Tait doing the catching for the Threshers to an all 2024 drafted outfield. John Spikerman in left field for the Threshers. Dante Norrie, first round pick of the Phillies, in center, and Griffin Burkholder in right field. Eduardo Tait catching for Juan Amarante, making his fourth appearance, second start for the Threshers today is Amarante. He has had three losses in three outings so far. 11 runs in 11 innings for the Threshers, 19 hits and 11 strikeouts. Amarante, the lefty, was 3-1 with a 3.38 ERA with 15 games under his belt in the Florida Complex League. Six of them starts. Now the lefty will try and get his first win of the year against the Tampa Tarpons. Leadoff man, a left-handed hitter, Brendan Jones, swings and misses at the fastball, starting off the count 0-1, and we are underway in this 12-game homestand. Amarante, a three-pitch mix, fastball change and a curve. The heater sits in the low 90s. Fastball upstairs, and it's a 1-1 count to Brendan Jones. Jones was not on the Tarpons roster when the Threshers visited Tampa just a couple weeks ago back in Tampa, as he takes a breaking ball for a called strike two. Jones, a 12th rounder in the 2024 draft, the 22-year-old selected by the Yankees. A 1-2 soggy line drive bounces off the glove of Saltabon and into right center field for a base hit. The right fielder Burkholder picks it up, fires it into Saltabon, who cuts the throw off at second, and it's a leadoff single for Brendan Jones. So Salty close to making a nice play, but Jones gets the knock, starting off this game with a leadoff single. Umpires in today's contest, Tyler Vandewater calling balls and strikes behind home plate, and the bases umpire Austin Machak is now to the first base side behind the pitcher's mound. First pitch now to Roderick Arias. Instead, it's a pickoff attempt. Back in standing up is Brendan Jones. Jones, a Kansas State alum, has stole two bases in two attempts in his first four games with Tampa. College teammate of the Thresher, Brady Day, who's on Clearwater's bench today. First pitch, fastball upstairs. It misses to Roderick Arias, and it's a 1-0 count. Arias, one of four players in the starting lineup for Tampa who has seen Threshers pitching before, though Amarante joined at the end of that Tampa series. Arias bounces a curve. It stays in front of Tait, and it's a 2-0 count to Roderick Arias. The Yankees, one of the Yankees' top-rated hitting prospects is Arias, fourth-ranked on the MLB pipeline for the Yankees prospect, switch hitter in his second year as a pro, signed in 2022. By the Yankees. 3-0 count is a fastball inside as Arias takes it for a ball. Amarante still looking for his first strike of the at-bat. Jones on first, 3-0 the count, he stays put. Fastball swung on and popped out to right field. Burkholder is there, he makes the grab and will fire the throw into second after the first out in the inning. So Arias goes on the 3-0, and he pays for it as Willie Montero now coming up to the plate for the Tampa Tarpons. Usually bats in front of Hans Montero, though they aren't related. But this is the first time in a game between the Threshers and Tarpons this season that when both Willie and Hans were in the lineup, they weren't hitting back-to-back in the order. Montero swings and foul tips the fastball. It's an 0-1 count to start off the day to Willie. 256 hitter on the year with 7 homers and 48 RBIs for the Dominican native. 0-1 is the count, and a pickoff attempt to first base almost snabs Jones. But Amarante just a hair too late on the pickoff attempt. Hediger close to making the tag. 0-1 is the count. Jones on first with one gone in the top half of the first inning. He's shuffling around over at first. Amarante deals. The fastball is swung on and fouled away down the right field line. 0-2 the count. So 0-2 to Montero so far. He has had plenty of experience against the Threshers this season. He's been on Tampa's roster for the majority of the year. 0-2 again as Jones increases his lead. Fastball upstairs, well caught by Tyeet. Had to go airborne in a slight hop to make that catch and prevent a wild pitch from sending Jones to second. It's a 1-2 count to Willie Montero, playing in his 19th game against the Threshers this season. He is 18 for 60 with 14 runs scored and 9 RBIs. 1-2. Weakley grounded down the first baseline, right to Hediger, who will just stand in front of Montero and slap the tag on the Tarpons' right fielder for the second out in the first inning. 3 unassisted, but Brennan Jones moves to second base on out number 2 in the first inning. So Tarpons with a runner in scoring position. And now Tyler Wilson, a Taiwanese outfielder who was picked in the 8th round of the draft by the Yankees, already with his first career home run. He's hitting 143 so far with a home run and 4 RBIs. Amarante deals, curveball misses upstairs, and it's a 1-0 count to Wilson in left field in his first game against the Threshers here tonight. Both teams with a whole lot of draft picks now added on to their rosters, with the Threshers adding 4 more draftees today. 1-0, fastball inside, and it's a 2-0 count. The Threshers added a couple guys that you'll see in the starting lineup who were selected in the 2024 draft. Dante Norrie, the first round pick. Griffin Burkholder, the second round pick. And Cody Shojinaga, the 6th round pick. They also added undrafted free agent Raider Cello, as we get a swing and a miss from Wilson on the fastball by Amarante to make the count 2-1. So the Threshers adding 4 members of the 2024 draft class, including Joel Dragoo, who is an outfielder as well. And Dragoo was picked in the 7th round of the draft. 2-1, swing and a miss. Fastball evens up the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes as Wilson goes after the high heat from Amarante. He's got a man aboard on second base with 2 down here in the top of the first inning. And Amarante, 1 strike away from sending us to the home half. The 2-2. Wave and a whiff, strike 3. And Juan Amarante retires the final 3 batters of the first in order after a leadoff single by Brendan Jones. The first hit of the game belongs to the Tarpons, but a strikeout from Amarante ends the first inning without a run. 1 man left for Tampa, and the Threshers grab the sticks next.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
Do you like tacos? How about craft beer and baseball? Then come on down to the Bay Care Ballpark for taps and tacos by Moe's Southwest Grill. For every Thursday Clearwater Threshers home game, we have great deals at Moe's Taco Cart in left field. plus a great selection of half-price local brewery selections on tap. Enjoy your chips and queso with 50% off on all beverages, including craft drafts, bottled water, and fountain drinks in the ballpark. Threshersbaseball.com has all the Thursday taps and tacos by Moe's info you need.
Clearwater Threshers grab the bats for the first time in the bottom of the first inning. Scoreless ball game. Let's take a look at the lineup. Starlin Kaba is walking up to the plate right now. He's leading things off for the Threshers, followed by first-round pick Dante Norrie in the two spot and Devin Saltabon batting third. Eduardo Taitz, the cleanup man. Carson DeMartini is batting fifth. Griffin Burkholder's sixth. John Spikerman hits seven for the Threshers. DH is Kode Shoji Naga. He is hitting eighth, and Caden Hediger rounds out the Threshers' order. 0-1 count to Starlin Kaba, shortstop for the Threshers, coming off a series where he earned his second multi-hit game of his Threshers' career. Here's the 0-1. Hit on the ground towards second, but it's backhanded by the first baseman, Morales. He flips to the pitcher, and a fight to tag the bag for Bryce Wardeker, but he beats Kaba by a step on the 3-1 for out number one in the first inning. Here's the defense for the Tampa Tarpons behind Bryce Wardeker, with the first baseman, Kobe Morales, making the play over at first. Austin Green at second. At short, Roderick Arias, and Hans Montero is at third. The outfielders left to right, Tyler Wilson in left, Brennan Jones in center, and Willie Montero in right, with Josue Gonzalez doing the catching for Bryce Wardeker, who sent a first pitch fastball to Dante Norrie. Fouled it off for an 0-1 count. Wardeker, a right-handed pitcher, 1-4 with a 7.22 ERA, and he has faced the Threshers in each of the last two series where these two teams have collided. An even 9-9 for the Threshers and the Tarpons this series in the head-to-head record, as Norrie slams a slider foul. 0-2 now is the count. Wardeker is in the midst of his second start against the Threshers. He went three innings, allowed six runs on four hits with four walks and two strikeouts for Clearwater before the rain delayed the first game of last series between the Threshers and the Tarpons. Threshers went on to win that one 8-0. It's an 0-2 to Norrie as he fouls another one off. Now the fourth pitch of the at-bat is a slow roller to first base, scooped up by Morales. He tags the bag at first for the second out in the inning. And the first at-bat for the Phillies, 27th overall pick, ends in a ground out to first. Second year in a row, the Phillies have gone to a high school bat with not just their first round pick, but with a 27th overall pick. Same selection where the Phillies nabbed Aiden Miller, who had a pair of triples in Jersey Shore's win this past Sunday. So two gone now in the first inning, and now Devin Saltabon comes up to the plate, moving down to the three spot after a couple games in the leadoff part of the order for the Threshers. He takes a slider for a called strike one. Saltabon is the Threshers' home run leader on the season and is one of three players with 40 or more RBIs for the Threshers. He has exactly 40 to lead the active team. He takes a slider low, count evens at 1-1 to the Hilo Hawaii product. Threshers' two RBI leaders are not currently active with the team. Bryson Ware up with Jersey Shore, and Raylan Heredia, unfortunately, added to the 60-day injured list yesterday. Fastball missing outside to Saltabon. It's a 2-1 count. And you got to think that the loss of Raylan Heredia is part of the reason the Threshers added so many players, namely outfielders, from their draft class. 2-1. Fastball up and in, and it's 3-1 as Saltabon spins away from the heat as he looks to become the Threshers' first base runner of the day. The only outfielder with a really listed position is Dante Norrie. He is projected to be a center fielder. And as Saltabon sends a 3-1 underneath the glove of the pitcher, but over to second base. Green picks it up, sends to first, and that'll do it for the opening frame. So the Threshers go 1-2-3 to start off the ballgame. We are scoreless heading into the bottom of the first or the top of the second inning.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit threshersbaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Kids can be a part of the coolest minor league baseball club in town by joining the Little Anglers Kids Club with the Clearwater Threshers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25, children 13 and younger can come to all 10 Thursday Thresher home games and take part in fun activities, receive cool gear, and enjoy free food. Plus, be sure to bring your glove for an on-field pregame catch and run the bases after the game to cap off 9 innings of fun. Go to threshersbaseball.com and join the Little Anglers Kids Club today.
Every Thursday night at BayCare Ballpark is Taps and Tacos Night, and Moe's will bring you the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our BayCare Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home game. Visit threshersbaseball.com and bring the whole family.
Clearwater Threshers baseball fans, stay at.
Don't forget to follow the Clearwater Threshers on Facebook at Threshers Baseball to keep up with the action all season long. The Threshers are also at Threshers Baseball on Instagram and Threads, at Threshers on X, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok. So you've got plenty of ways to follow your Clearwater Threshers on social media. Scoreless, top of the first inning for Juan Amarante and the Threshers. But the Tarpons did get the first hit of the game in a scoreless ball game. Now Hans Montero leads things off by taking a curveball for a called strike one. Montero of the Hans variety, Green and Morales leading off the second inning for the Tarpons as a fastball misses inside to Hans. One ball, one strike, the count. Six homers, 26 RBIs for Hans Montero, hitting .211 on the season for Tampa. Now Morante deals, 1-1. Checking the swing is Montero at appeal to first. Said he went around on a curveball that bounced on the dirt. Amarante forcing an ugly swing from Hans Montero here and getting strike number two. Amarante actually debuted against the Tarpons back on July 27th in another doubleheader of a rain-filled series over at Steinbrenner Field as he sends the fastball high, two balls, two strikes, the count. That series had the most rain delays of any Thresher series so far this season, with at least one every day of the week. As a curveball falls in on the inside corner, it's strike three to Hans Montero. And the past two batters have been taken down on strikes by Juan Amarante. One swinging, and this one to Montero looking. Freezing him with a curveball right at the knees and on the outside corner for the strike. And Amarante has now eclipsed his high against Tampa with his second strikeout. He had 1K in an inning and a third, but he did allow the go-ahead run to the Tarpons back on the 27th. 0-1 the count to Green here, second baseman, with two RBIs so far in a short minor league career. Fastball missing, hitting the inside corner to Green. Count nothing and two. And Austin taking the 14th round of the 2024 draft. The switch hitter hitting right against the lefty Amarante. 0-2, wave and a miss, strike three. Bounced off the ground and Tait scoops it up, calmly throws to first. And that's back-to-back punch outs for Juan Amarante to start off the second inning. Couple of ugly swings we're seeing from Amarante, who might have losses in each of his previous three outings with the Threshers, but the stuff is there. Nasty curveball with some sweeping action and a quite heavy drop coming out of the hand of Amarante, getting another strikeout. The third of the game for Juan. Two gone here in the top of the second inning. Now Kobe Morales, a nice utility corner man for Tampa, steps up to the plate. First pitch to Kobe is a breaking ball that misses inside. 1-0 is the count to Morales, starting at first base tonight, which is his primary position, but he is listed as an outfielder playing in left and right this season for the Tampa against the Threshers. Sinker missing low. It's a 2-0 count now to Morales, .258 hitter on the year, with four homers and 47 RBIs. His last homer, though, came against the Threshers back in the rain-filled series at the end of July. Swung on and missed. Fastball punched back into the chest protector of Tait, and it is a 2-1 count. Tait Two balls, one strike, the count, two gone here in the second as Amarante rocks and fires. Curveball falls in for a strike at the knees of Morales, and that bender is looking gorgeous so far from Juan Amarante, the Valencia native who was signed in 2022. Now the 2-2 pitch, fastball called, strike three on the outside corner. Juan Amarante painted the fastball to get the strikeout on Morales. He struck out the last four, including the side in order here in the second inning. Curveball getting strikeout number one. Curveball getting a swinging strikeout number two. And then he turns up the heat to finish up the second. Bottom of the frame next, still scoreless.
Every Thursday night at Baker Ballpark is Taps and Tacos Night, and Moe's will bring you the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our Baker Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home. Visit thrushersbaseball.com and bring the whole family.
Clearwater Threshers baseball fans, stay after the game on Saturday nights in August and September as we finish off the 2024 regular season with a bang. Threshers post-game fireworks displays are sponsored by Little Greek Fresh Grill on August 17th, 24th, and September 7th. Close out summer with us and enjoy minor league baseball plus amazing fireworks show. Purchase your tickets now at threshersbaseball.com and light up the sky with us at BayCare Ballpark.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Buy your tickets ahead of time on ThreshersBaseball.com to take advantage of advanced purchase savings. And for almost the entirety of the remainder of August, the Clearwater Threshers will be at home. 12-game series as Eduardo Tait pops up the first pitch of the bottom of the second inning. Montero picks it up in the air, one pitch, one out to start off the second inning. So the Threshers cleanup man is retired. First four batters out from Bryce Warriker in a redemption start for him as he got lit up by the Threshers the last time he played them. A first inning home run to Raylan Heredia in his last game, and Heredia finished his day of the suspended portion of the last Warriker start against Clearwater with a two-run double. Carson DeMartini fouls off the first pitch he sees from Warriker, 0-1 the count. He had not been added to the Threshers roster for the Tampa series, so the fourth rounder out of Virginia Tech making his first game against the Tarpons. So 0-1 is on the ground to second base, scooped up by Green. He sends it a first in time, three pitches, two outs, as Warriker is working quickly through these Threshers. Two gone for Griffin Burkholder, second round draft pick of the Phillies, who used their first three picks on outfielders, all of whom are hitting today. Dante Norrie already grounded out. Griffin Burkholder about to make his debut. And John Spikerman is on deck for the Threshers with two outs in the second inning. 0-1 the count to Burkholder now, who joins the Phillies system from Freedom South Riding High School in Virginia, ranked as the top prep bat out of the state of Virginia in the 2024 MLB draft. He faces a 1-1 count now. He'll turn 19 at the end of the month while the Threshers are in Fort Myers. 1-1, slider in there, and it's a 1-2 count now to Burkholder, 18 years old, second rounder. Actually ended up with the same signing bonus as Dante Norrie, each signed for $250, as Burkholder, who was signed out of a West Virginia commitment, as the sweeper misses outside to make it a 2-2 count. Top-ranked high school outfielder and number two overall prospect out of the state of Virginia, according to Perfect Game. So a guy with a lot of hype when the Phillies picked him up. And that might be why. Hammers the liner into left center field, and Burkholder's first pro hit is going to go for extra bases. He's got speed, so he runs around second and stands up at third base with a triple. Welcome to the minor leagues, Griffin Burkholder. A stand-up, easy triple. And look at that speed. Great power, too. Breaking ball hung over the middle by Warriker, and Burkholder drilled it back to the left center field wall. His first pro hit is a triple. And now with two outs in the second, the Threshers have the potential first run of the game, 90 feet from home plate. Griffin Burkholder's top grade on the 80-grade scale, according to scouts on MLB.com, is speed, 70-grade speed, now on third with two gone for John Spykerman. Spykerman takes a fastball for a called strike, and it's an 0-1 count to the Threshers' left fielder. Picked one spot behind and hitting one spot behind. Burkholder. Spykerman, 21 years old, coming off of his best game yet as a pro. Back on Saturday against Lakeland. Sweeper fouled off, and it's 0-2. He didn't play Sunday, but on Saturday he went 2-for-4 with a double and an RBI. Did score two runs in five games on the series as well. And Spykerman looking to make it two straight games with ribbies with a man on third. But he's got an 0-2 as Warriker is called for the balk. And that sends the first run home. And Griffin Burkholder scores for the Threshers to make it a 1-0 lead on the balk by Hayden Warriker. Gotta love the easy run. And let's see what started things for Warriker. And you see a little bit of a hitch in his delivery before he sent it home to John Spykerman. And that's enough for the bases umpire, Austin Machak. It's a 1-2 count to Spykerman now. In left field tonight after playing most of his beginnings with the Threshers in center. 1-2 pitch outside, and the count has worked back even for John Spykerman. He's a product of the University of Oklahoma, hitting 367 in 42 games with the Sooners in 2024 before the Phillies picked him up in the third round. Now it's a 2-2 count. Here's the pitch. Fastball sliced foul, and that will keep the count even at 2-2. So a 1-0 lead for Clearwater, and Griffin Burkholder gets a triple and a run in his first ever professional at-bat. The pitch, fastball upstairs. Now it's a full count, 3-2, and Spykerman has done a great job with the count starting at 0-2. Now working the count full to 3 balls and 2 strikes. Threshers with an early 1-0 lead. 2 gone, and the bases clear in the bottom second. Payoff pitch. Hit on the ground towards third. Trying to beat the shift is Spykerman. It's picked up by Montero. Throw to first is not in time. And John Spykerman beats out the infield hit for the Threshers' second knock of the game. So Spykerman with 3 hits in the last 2 games, third rounder finding his footing and showing off his wheels on a shift-beating grounder that Montero had absolutely no chance to get to. 2 gone now for Kode Shoji Naga, the second Hawaiian native to join the Clearwater Threshers, as Spykerman goes for second. First pitch is a strike. Throw is high. Spykerman slides underneath the tag for his first stolen base as a Thresher here at home. His second steal of the year comes easily. And once again, the Threshers have a man on second base. Low throw might have had a chance, but Spykerman has some great wheels. And now he's in scoring position for Shoji Naga. 21-year-old sixth rounder out of the University of Kansas. And the Jayhawk was a hitting machine in his collegiate days as the slider misses low and away, 1-1 the count. He hit over 300 in each of his first 2 seasons for KU, including a 378 average in 2023, which was a freshman record for the Jayhawks. Now he's got a 1-1 count as Warriker deals. Chin music buzzes the brim of his helmet. And it's a 2-1 count to Shoji Naga, who runs out of the batter's box. And now we'll step back in. Take a look to see just how close this got to Cody. And he might stand a little bit further away from the plate after that one. Or maybe he'll take exception to it here. 2-1, won't get a chance to. Slider misses well off the plate as pitch 30 from Warriker makes the count 3-1. 30 pitches so far for Bryce, 19 over for strikes with an earned run allowed in an inning of two-thirds so far. Two gone and a 3-1 count to Shoji Naga with Spikerman over on second for the Threshers. 3-1 the pitch. Fouled back, and the count will go full to 3 balls and 2 strikes. Academic All-District in 2024 after being a member of the preseason All-Big 12 team for the Jayhawks. Shoji Naga became the fifth highest drafted player in program history when he was picked in the sixth round by the Phillies. 3 balls, 2 strikes the count, and Warriker calls time. Now he steps back in, avoids the pitch clock violation, sets up the ball at the belt to make it 3-2. Full count, runner stays put. Shoji Naga advances the at-bat by fouling off another fastball from Warriker to keep the count full at 3-2. Freshman All-American was Shoji Naga in 2023 and a unanimous selection to the Big 12 All-Freshman team in 2023. His first year was his best year with the Jayhawks. Now in his first game with the Threshers, payoff pitch misses. Ball four to Shoji Naga, and the wild pitch spends Spikerman to third base. So a walk makes Shoji Naga the third straight Thresher to reach with 2 outs in the inning. And that will send Preston Claiborne to the hill to have a chat with Bryce Warriker. Runners on first and third with 2 outs, and coming to the plate will be Caden Hediger once Shoji Naga heads over to first base. As he is, I think, disputing the count with a home plate umpire, Tyler Vandewater. I had it as 3-2 before the wild pitch. And now the umpires will meet on the field. So while the umpires chat, we'll take a look at the Phillies system scoreboard during the mound visit. Jersey Shore and Winston-Salem about to get started. It'll be a homecoming for William Bergoya as Casey Stewart gets the start for the Threshers, and Cody Shoji Naga is officially awarded his walk. Two finals already in the Phillies system, though. 6-0 loss for the Phillies White on the road against the DSL Rockies, and the Phillies Red took down the Rangers Blue at home in Boca Chica. New Hampshire and Reading about to get started. Fight and Phil send Noah Skiro to the mound. And the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs are trailing 2-1 to the Woosox in Worcester. Top of the second inning with 2019 Thresher Matt Kroon leading off the second inning for Lehigh Valley. So now runners on the corners for the Threshers. Two gone, and Caden Hediger takes a fastball outside to make it a 1-0 count. Cody Shoji Naga on first base. On third base is John Spikerman with 2 outs and a run already across here in the bottom second. Threshers lead 1-0. 1-0 the count to Hediger, and he fouls off the fastball. Count evens at 1-1. Shoji Naga did not have a stolen base in either of his 2 seasons at the University of Kansas. And Spikerman with a steal already today, unlikely to try and steal home, but Shoji Naga leading off of first. Spikerman trying to distract Warriker on third base. 1-1 to Hediger now, and the pitch. Fastball upstairs, but it's in for a strike, 1-2. Hediger, 20 years old, coming off of a 4-for-16 series in 5 games on the road in Lakeland. 2 of his 4 hits were doubles. He drove in 2 runs and scored 1. Rocking a 3-game on base streak that began on August the 9th. 1-2, called strike 3 as Hediger checks his swing, but the slider hits the outside corner. But the Clearwater Threshers get themselves on the board. Griffin Burkholder stars in his debut with a triple and a run scored. Threshers scoring 1 earned run on 2 hits, no errors, and 2 left aboard. Threshers lead it 1-0 into the third.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs.
On Friday, August 23rd, all dog tickets benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas.
Tickets are available now on ThreshersBaseball.com.
The best entertainment deal for a dollar in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays to BayCare Ballpark. Enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball with $1 burn tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and more. Every homestand this summer starts with a Dollar Tuesday featuring admission and select concession items for just $1. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com, then visit BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater for Dollar Tuesdays presented by Top Notch Pest Control. Get ready for more Taps and Tacos Night at BayCare Ballpark. On Thursdays, Clearwater Threshers fans can enjoy the delicious combo of Moe's Southwest Grill and half-priced drafts from local breweries. All beverages are 50% off for Threshers Thursday games, including sodas, water, and beers from local breweries like Crooked Thumb, Coppertail, and Escape. Grab your Moe's and wash it down with a half-priced drink on Thursdays at Threshers games. Check out ThreshersBaseball.com for schedule and tickets.
Our next home game is tomorrow, August the 14th, when the Threshers return to take on the Tampa Tarpons. Gates will open at 5:30 for the 6:30 first pitch. First pitch of the third inning is in the glove of Juan Amarante, and the Threshers lead it 1-0. And the first pitch is a fastball that just misses outside to the Tarpons' eighth hitter, Joe De Los Santos, designated hitter for Tampa here today. 1-0. Curveball in for a strike, and the count evens at 1-1. De Los Santos with one hit so far in his young pro career. The New York native, drafted by his hometown team in the 10th round of the 2024 draft, as he takes a curve for ball number two. Though, Joe De Los Santos is from Queens, so I guess technically his hometown team would be the Mets. But this is a Phillies broadcast. Who roots for the Mets anyway? Fastball cut on and miss. Now the count evens at 2-2 to the Tarpons' designated hitter. Hitting .67 without a hit or without a run driven in or a homer. The 2-2 curve just missing outside. Fills up a count 3-2 to De Los Santos. Josue Gonzalez is up next for Tampa with Brendan Jones in the hole. Full count, nobody out, and the payoff pitch. Fastball just missing inside. And that's the first walk of the day, charged to Juan Amarante. Second base runner allowed for Amarante. And each have come in the leadoff batter of the inning. Leadoff single by Brendan Jones. And a leadoff walk in the third by Joe De Los Santos. Jones's single was in the first inning, and now Josue Gonzalez, one of the few newer additions for the Tarpons who was not a draft pick, and he's got eight ribbies on the year. First pitch skied into right field, drifting towards foul territory is Burkholder, who makes the grab right next to the foul line, but in fair territory for the first out in the inning on the first pitch seen by Josue Gonzalez against the Threshers. One gone in the third, Threshers the 1-0 lead in the top half of the frame. And the lineup card turns over for the Tarpons with the leadoff man, Brendan Jones, owner of the only hit for Tampa so far, is coming up to the plate. And the first pitch is a breaking ball settling for a strike. 0-1 the count to Jones, who takes the pitch on the outside edge for a called strike one. 1-for-1 on the day, 3-for-8. So far in his pro career, as he's got a runner dancing around at first base, takes the curve inside, 1-1 the count. Joe De Los Santos is the runner on first base, and he is trying to distract Amarante, who is, for the most part, keeping his focus on the batter. De Los Santos with one steal so far for the Tarpons. Fastball blasted straight up, and it's 1-2 as that one is fouled off. That was pitch number 40 on the day for Juan Amarante. 24 of his first 40 pitches over for strikes. Really solid beginning to his third start with the Threshers and fourth appearance with the team. 1-2 count to Jones with De Los Santos on first in the pitch. Low on the sinking fastball, 2-2. And that's strike three. I thought it was low, but Tyler Vandewater has a better look than I do. So that is the fifth strikeout of the day by Juan Amarante. As we take another look. Yeah, I'm just blind. That was right at the knees. Great call by Tyler Vandewater to get the second out in the inning. Fastball missing outside to Roderick Arias, and it's a 1-0 count to the Tarpon shortstop, who went after a 3-0 pitch, and it came back to bite him as he flied out to Burkholder in right field. 1-0 to Arias, who is the Tarpons' leader in homers and RBIs, as he fouls off the fastball, 1-1. 8 homers, 56 ribbies on the season for Roderick Arias, and that mark has him at fourth in the Florida State League in runs batted in. Two more than his teammate Dylan Hasso, who I believe is now up in high A Hudson Valley. Runner went to second as Arias skied the fastball foul. And now he's down to his final strike with a 1-2 count. Arias is also third in the Florida State League with 139 total bases. His 31 extra base hits puts him sixth in the Florida State League this year. 1-2 the count. With a runner on first dancing around, he stays put. The 1-2 fastball misses up, and it's 2-2. Two balls, 2 the count. Two outs in the top of the third with the Threshers leading 1-0. The 2-2. Wave and a whiff, strike three. Curveball again from Amarante, and that is punch out number 6. For the Southpaw, who retired the final 3 batters after allowing a leadoff walk with 2 strikeouts finishing off the inning, including that beautiful bender to send us into the bottom third.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25 per child per season, kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the BayCare Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
Do you like tacos? Then come on down to BayCare Ballpark for Taps and Tacos Night presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. Every Thursday home game, we have great deals at Moe's Tacos Cart in left field and drink specials throughout the ballpark. Top-notch tacos pair well with half-price fountain drinks, waters, as well as draft beers and cocktails at Frenchie's Tiki Bar. Get your tickets at ThreshersBaseball.com and come with an appetite.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
On the final Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers transform into the Clearwater Beach Dogs. Bring your dog to the game, support the Humane Society of Pinellas, and see the specialty Beach Dogs jerseys in action. Our final Beach Dogs night of the season is August 23rd against the Dunedin Blue Jays. Gates open at 5:30 for the 6:30 first pitch, presented by Coppertail Brewing Company, and dog tickets. Proceeds go to the Humane Society of Pinellas. 1-0 to Cabas, hit on a soggy line drive over to first base. Dropped by Morales as he picks it up on a hop, sends it to the pitcher, and Warwicker tags the bag. One gone to start off the third inning. That'll bring up Dante Norrie in a lineup that includes 2 prized picks in the Phillies system. Caba, a top 100 prospect and number 4 in the Phillies system, and Dante Norrie soon to enter that list, likely, as he was a first rounder drafted out of Northville High School by the Phillies in this past year's draft. And he's got quite a big family history with the Philadelphia Phillies. Well, really at the University of Indiana, but I'll show you why it relates to Philadelphia. Burkholder comes from a baseball family. Norrie comes from a baseball family as he faced a 1-0 count. Fastball just catching the zone, and it's a 1-1 count to Dante Norrie. His grandfather, Fred, was a former coach at the University of Indiana who was an assistant coach around the time Kyle Schwarber was one of the nation's top recruits. 1-1, swung on a miss, and it's 1-2. Without Fred Norrie, Kyle Schwarber likely would not have played his college ball at Indiana. And his father, Norrie's father, Micah, who's currently an assistant coach with the Minnesota Timberwolves, used to coach where he played his college ball at Indiana University. Sweeper called for a strike three on Norrie, and that's the second out of the third inning. And we'll talk more about his connection with Indiana baseball and Kyle Schwarber later in his at-bat. But two gone in the third inning, and now Devin Saltabon coming up to the plate for the Threshers, who is second in the Florida State League in runs scored and leading all active players in the Florida State League with 61 runs scored. He takes a slider for a called strike, 0-1 the count, as Saltabon 0-1 on the night already. Only Colby Shade has scored more runs in the Florida State League this season, but he is up with High A Beloit, as he was called up actually during the Threshers series in Jupiter a couple weeks ago. Fastball hit high in the air out to shallow center field. The center fielder Jones settles underneath it, camps and catches, and it's a 1-2-3 third inning for the Threshers. So Clearwater sent down in order for the second time, but they take a 1-0 lead into the fourth when we return.
Come down to Baker Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
At Big Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by BayCare, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Sharks Senior Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts. 10 Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, free swag and discounts, all for only $30 with our Silver Sharks Senior Club membership. Visit our website at ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Stick around post games on Saturday nights here at BayCare Ballpark for the best fireworks show in town. We will have fireworks this coming Saturday on the 17th, and then the following Saturday on the 24th. Gates open at 5:30 for the 6:30 first pitch presented by Little Greek Fresh Grill. And they've also got some delicious food items down on the concourse as the first pitch of the fourth inning is dribbled up the middle. Caden Hediger ends up with it, and he steps on first. One pitch, one out, as Willie Montero will head back to the dugout starting off the fourth inning. One gone on the first pitch of the frame, and Juan Amarante is looking solid for the Threshers. 47 pitches so far, 29 for strikes in 3 1/3, and already with a season-best 6 strikeouts. Now the first pitch is fouled away to Tyler Wilson, starting off his count 0-1. After the 3 unassisted to Hediger over at first base. It's 1-0 Clearwater. They have 2 hits, Tampa with 1. As the home plate umpire Tyler Vandewater hand delivering a new baseball out to Juan Amarante, who is 4 short of his career high, 6 strikeouts, currently tying his season best with Jupiter. His career best was actually set about a month ago at home against the Florida Complex League Tigers. Curveball just missing outside. Count evens 1-1 to Tyler Wilson, who was Amarante's first strikeout victim, ending the first inning. Curveball low, but at the knees for a called strike. It's a 1-2 count to Wilson, a left fielder tonight. with a homer and four ribbies already in his young career. 1-2, fastball low, and it's a 2-2 count to the right-handed hitting Wilson. He is a switch hitter, though. Yankees' eighth-round pick in 2024. 2-2, wave and a whiff, strike three. Wilson's off for first as that one skimmed the dirt, but Tait sends it to Hediger in time. Second drop, third strike of the day. Seventh K for Amarante, and there are two down here in the fourth inning. We take another look, and it's that curveball from Amarante again that has been doing nothing but fooling hitters into going fishing on the field, and Tait to Hediger for the out. Fastball whizzes by, and it's outside to Hans Montero. 1-0 the count to the Tarpons' third baseman. Six homers, 26 ribbies on the season, but he led off the second inning with a strikeout. Now he's ahead in the count 2-0 in his second at-bat of the game, with the Threshers leading the Tarpons 1-0. Tampa six games back in the Florida State League standing, 6.5, I should say, in the second half of the season. Overall, though, they have the worst record in the Florida State League West as the curve skips inside, 3-0 the count to Hans Montero. So three balls, no strikes in the top of the fourth inning. Last 3-0, Roderick Arias swung away. He did not this time, and that's ball four as Montero looks at a fastball upstairs to put the first base runner aboard for Tampa here in the fourth. Second walk of the day for Amarante. Two walks, seven strikes, and 3 2/3 scoreless so far with Brendan Jones, the owner of Tampa's lone hit thus far. Hans Montero is on first base. Austin Green now steps up to the plate for the Tampa Tarpons as Amarante takes a quick glance at first and fires home. Fastball to the outside edge. It's an 0-1 count to Green, with Montero waiting on first base. 11 steals in 14 attempts. His next stolen base will actually be the 60th of his career. He is 59 for 72 in four years in the minor leagues. Weak grounder back up the middle to Saltaban. He'll go the easy way to first base, picks it up and fires to Hediger to finish up the fourth inning. So a ground ball ends the fourth. Another walk puts a runner aboard for the Tarpons, as the Threshers lead it 1-0 heading into the bottom fourth.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
Do you like tacos? How about craft beer and baseball? Then come on down to the Big Hair Ballpark for taps and tacos by Moe's Southwest Grill. For every Thursday Clearwater Threshers home game, we have great deals at Moe's Taco Cart in left field, plus a great selection of half-price local brewery selections on tap. Enjoy your chips and queso with 50% off on all beverages, including craft drafts, bottled water, and fountain drinks in the ballpark. ThreshersBaseball.com has all the Thursday taps and tacos by Moe's info you need.
Dang it. Keep up with the action all season long and visit ThreshersBaseball.com for events, merchandise, and a whole lot more. A lot of events coming up this week. We got a Justin Crawford bobblehead giveaway coming up on Friday. Fireworks on Saturday. Beach dogs and fireworks next week. Whole lot of fun stuff here in August at BayCare Ballpark. Fastball misses outside to Eduardo Tait, who takes the first pitch in his second at bat. Starts off the inning 1-0. Tait popped out to short in his last at bat in the second, but now returns with the Threshers leading 1-0. Fastball again, missing outside to Tait. It's a 2-0 count to the 17-year-old catcher. Now, I'd like to be able to say that he's the first 17-year-old to play in single A for a while, but Ethan Salas of the Padres took that honor last year. Now the 2-0. Fastball just catches the zone, outer half of the plate, and it's a 2-1 count to Tyeet. But Tyeet, three homers in his first 10 games with the Threshers, and that is not something that Ethan Salas achieved last year in Lake Elsinore. 2-1, liner back up the middle, touches the dirt as it bounces twice into the glove of Arias. Tyeet can't beat it out as a throw gets there in time for out number one here in the fourth inning. That'll bring up Carson DeMartini, who has been on a tear to start off his pro career. A former Virginia Tech Hokie at the plate for the Threshers. 8-for-19 in his first full series with Clearwater. In five games, he had three doubles, a homer, three RBIs, and a team-best 7 runs scored. He takes a fastball outside for a 1-0 count, and that was pitch number 50 from Bryce Wardeker. 32 have crossed the plate for strikes. 1-0 to DeMartini, who grounded out to second his last time up and is hitting over 400 so far on the young season, where he has played about 6 games for the Threshers. 2-0 now as he takes a look at the fastball. DeMartini, a homer and 3 RBIs. Those all came last week against Lakeland. But he has got an extra base hit in almost every game of his pro career so far as he takes the slider upstairs to make it a 2-1 count. Hit 21 home runs in 54 games with the Virginia Tech Hokies. And since Virginia joined the ACC, since Virginia Tech joined the ACC, no one has homered more than DeMartini. This time he hits the 2-1 into left. It's a line drive, and Wilson slides to make the grab. A great play over in left to rob DeMartini of a knock and bring up the second out in the fourth inning. So a good play in left field by Ethan Wilson, and draft on draft crime as Wilson makes the sliding catch. Good play going to his stomach. A little bit of a slip and slide as he gets that one down. Burkholder hits a hard ground ball to short. Montero picks it up, and by a step, Griffin Burkholder is out at first, and he landed on that base funny and is not looking good. So while Sam Myers, the Threshers head athletic trainer, comes out to check Griffin Burkholder, we'll take you to the fifth inning where the Threshers lead the Tarpons 1-0.
Do you like tacos? How about craft beer and baseball? Then come on down to the Big Hair Ballpark for taps and tacos by Moe's Southwest Grill. For every Thursday Clearwater Threshers home game, we have great deals at Moe's Taco Cart in left field, plus a great selection of half-price local brewery selections on tap. Enjoy your chips and queso with 50% off on all beverages, including craft drafts, bottled water, and fountain drinks in the ballpark. ThreshersBaseball.com has all the Thursday taps and tacos by Moe's info you need.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit ThreshersBaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Kids can be a part of the coolest minor league baseball club in town by joining the Little Anglers Kids Club with the Clearwater Threshers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25, children 13 and younger can come to all 10 Thursday Thresher home games and take part in fun activities, receive cool gear, and enjoy free food. Plus, be sure to bring your glove for an on-field pregame catch and run the bases after the game to cap off 9 innings of fun. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com and join the Little Anglers Kids Club today.
Every Thursday night at BayCare Ballpark is Taps and Tacos Night, and Moe's is bringing you the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our BayCare Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com and bring the whole family.
Clearwater Threshers baseball fans, stay after the game on Saturday nights in August and September as we finish off the 2024 regular season with a bang. Threshers post-game fireworks displays are sponsored by Little Greek Fresh Grill on August 17th, 24th, and September 7th. Close out summer with us and enjoy minor league baseball plus amazing fireworks show. Purchase your tickets now at ThreshersBaseball.com and light up the sky with us at BayCare Ballpark.
fans, the Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans, play daily games, and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season.
And Griffin Burkholder will exit his professional debut. That is always tough to see. He was walking off the field without help, so it seems like he's out just as a precaution. But coming up limp after running to first base is no joke. It did keep Aiden Miller out of a couple games in the early portion of the season, but he came back all right. 0-2 already, Kobe Morales, 1-0 Threshers here in the top of the fifth, as Morales connects on the 0-2, drives it out to left field where John Spykerman is waiting. He makes the catch on the run for the first out in the fifth inning. Get some of your favorite ballpark items for just $1 on Tuesday nights here at BayCare Ballpark. You can get berm tickets, hot dogs, drinks, and more, all for just $1. Presented by Top Notch Pest Control. Our next Dollar Tuesday is August 20th. First Dunedin here at BayCare Ballpark. First pitch is popped foul by Joe De Los Santos. And the DH is now starting off 0-1 as he walked back in the third inning. So replacing Burkholder in right field is Avery Owusu-Asiedu, who has changed his typical outfield position over the course of his season with the Threshers, starting by playing just in center field until July. And now he has played in all three outfield spots. 2-1 now to Joe De Los Santos as fastball misses outside from Amarante, who has allowed just one hit and struck out seven in 4 1/3. 2-1 bounces in the dirt, 3-1 the count now as De Los Santos looks at the sinker. Two walks already for Amaranto, but he's got a lead behind him with the Threshers leading 1-0. And 3-1 is popped up behind home plate. Tite thought it was playable, but as he started his run, he quickly realized that ball was destined to be a souvenir. So Tait abandoned his run. Now it's a full count, 3-2 to Joe De Los Santos as a lucky fan has picked up the ball for less than a dollar out and right. Payoff pitch skips in the dirt and rolls back to the backstop. That's the second time De Los Santos has walked, the third time that a member of the Tampa Tarpons has drawn a free pass from Juan Amarante. 66 pitches so far with 39 for strikes for Juan. And now he has a man on first with one out in the fifth inning. Threshers will shift for two. Saltaban pinching up the middle against the right-handed hitting Josue Gonzalez, with Caba shaded slightly towards third, where DeMartini is playing back for the right-handed hitting catcher. De Los Santos is dancing around on first. The fastball misses the zone to Gonzalez. 1-0 is the count. And speaking of Gonzalez, want to extend a congratulations to Diego Gonzalez and Ethan Chenault, two former Threshers who earned a call-up to Jersey Shore, announced before today's game. Liner ripped and fielded on a bounce by DeMartini. Throws to second for one to first. Double play, Carson DeMartini. Unbelievable at the hot corner. And a fantastic twin killing ends the inning for the Threshers. Let's take another look or seven. Look at that diving stop and an immediate throw to second base. The Threshers automatic going around the horn to end the inning. But the diving stop from Carson DeMartini potentially saves extra bases, ends the fifth, and keeps the score 1-0 in favor of the Threshers.
Clearwater Threshers baseball fans, stay after the game on Saturday nights in August and September as we finish off the 2024 regular season with a bang. Threshers post-game fireworks displays are sponsored by Little Greek Fresh Grill on August 17th, 24th, and September 7th. Close out summer with us and enjoy minor league baseball plus amazing fireworks show. Purchase your tickets now at ThreshersBaseball.com and light up the sky with us at BayCare Ballpark.
Watch me now.
This
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Don't forget, Taps and Tacos Night is every Thursday home game. Enjoy craft drafts from local breweries, plus all beverages are half price. Our next Taps and Tacos Night is August 15th against the Tampa Tarpons. Gates open at 5:30 for the 6:30 first pitch, presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. And that is always my favorite night of the week because I love a good Moe's burrito before a Threshers win. Threshers on the way there, halfway home, and they lead 1-0. John Spikerman trying to add to that here as he sends a line drive, base hit into right field, falling in front of Willie Montero on the first pitch of the frame, thrown by Bryce Woricker. He's now thrown 55 with 36 over for strikes, and Spikerman has multi-hit games for the first time at home and the second time in as many contests. Third rounder from Oklahoma with a stolen base already on first base. And now Cody Shojinaga up to the plate for the Threshers. He walked in his first pro at bat as Spikerman checked back at first by Woricker. The Threshers adding a lot of speed. I mentioned the 70 grade speed tool for Griffin Burkholder. John Spikerman projected as a high speed outfielder as well on many draft boards, and we've already seen it in Clearwater as Shojinaga takes the slider for a ball. 1-0 is the count. Shojinaga was initially recruited as a catcher to the University of Kansas, but he switched to the infield and played primarily at second base in his Jayhawks career. Here he swings and makes it an even 1-1 count. According to MLB.com, he's still listed as a catcher in the Phillies draft. So if he's a catcher, he's the fifth on the Phillies, on the Threshers roster, which is a lot, particularly in the minor leagues. So I'm curious to see where he plays, because he's got options, but the Threshers now have a ton of depth with all these draft guys added, filling out the hitting roster for Clearwater. 2-1 the count to Shojinaga, and the pitch. Fastball inside, and now it's a 2-2 count. As Cody takes a fastball inside for a strike. He is from Honolulu in Hawaii, the capital, and on the Big Island. Second Hawaiian to play for the Threshers this year. I'm sure he and Devin Saltabon have already had a lengthy discussion about their island roots. 2-2, runner goes, but Spikerman will have to head back to first as Shojinaga fouled off a tasty-looking slider. Leaving the count at 2-2. That slider was right there up in the zone, center cut. Shojinaga couldn't help but take a swing at it. Academic honor roll all 4 years at Mid-Pacific High School in Honolulu. And he was an academic all-district in 2024. And there's his first professional base hit. Back-to-back knocks to start off the fifth inning for the Threshers. And for the second time, they have multiple hits in an inning. First time they've done it on the first two pitches in the at-bat as Cody Shojinaga reaches with a base hit in the fifth inning. So the first two reach. Spikerman has potential to steal third, but Caden Hediger, a switch hitter hitting left against the right-handed throwing Woricker, up to the plate right now. And he is 0-for-1 with a backwards K. Hediger owns the Threshers' longest on-base streak at 20 consecutive games, lasting in May, through most of May, and the first half of the month of June. And now the first pitch to Caden's, a fastball, zips in for a called strike, 0-1 the count. Hediger, 20 years old, out of Sierra Canyon High School. riding a three-game on-base streak heading into this one. 2-for-9 with a double ribby and a walk in his last three games. 0-1. Breaking ball low and in the dirt, and it's a 1-1 count now to Hediger, who has had to switch his position up this year. Pimming is a catcher, so it's not a huge switch for catchers to go to first. It's actually quite common. And Hediger has made that switch with ease, looking like a natural first baseman. 1-1 lifted high in the air and foul, and that is going to land just in front of the broadcast booth. And I was so close to diving for that, but I didn't want to jump out the window. 1-2 the count to Hediger. Runners on first and second. Shojinaga on first and Spikerman on second. 1-2, the count to Caden. Nobody out here, and the Threshers leading by one in the bottom fifth. The 0-2 fastball makes it outside, and it was actually 1-2, so now it's 2-2, as I need to learn to read the monitor better. 2-2, nobody out here in the fifth inning. Threshers leading by one, out hitting the Tarpons, 4-1 here in the bottom fifth. Whitaker lines up the 2-2. Fastball low and in, now the count goes full, and we're a potential ball away from loading up the bases with no outs in the inning. Full count. Runners on first and second. They stay put. Payoff pitch. Tap foul into the Tarpons dugout and we'll do it again. Full count. Once again, the runners did not go on the initial payoff pitch. We'll see what they do on payoff number two to Caden Hediger. Runners stay put. Fastball skips past the catcher, and Spikerman takes a turn around third base. But it will just be ball four instead of a wild pitch as Hediger extends his on-base streak to four consecutive games. Hediger on first, Shojinaga to second, and John Spikerman on third with a switch hitting Starlin Caba, given a chance to rack up his RBI tally with the bases full of Threshers. Caba hitting 154 so far with the Threshers with two RBIs, including his first as a Thresher back in Tampa at the end of July. Bases juice, and the first pitch to Caba is a curveball taken for a called strike on the outside edge. The 18-year-old Caba has grounded out to first in each of his first two appearances and is hoping not to do the same. Nobody out and the base is loaded here in the bottom fifth. He hits a line drive, base hit into center field. Spikerman scores as Shojinaga is held on third by third base coach Michael Jones. Starlin Caba gets an RBI single, keeps the bases loaded as the Threshers go station to station, taking a 2-0 lead. RBI number 3 on the year for Caba, and he did exactly what he needed to. Didn't try to do too much, just trying to put the barrel to the ball, got enough of it to send it out into center field. But a good play from Jones keeps it to just one RBI, and that might be it for Hayden Whitaker. As out to the mound comes Tarpons manager James Cooper. As Coop, as he is known around the clubhouse, will take the ball from Whitaker and give way to a new Tarpons reliever. So it'll be a new pitcher coming out from the bullpen to greet Dante Norrie and a loaded set of bases. Big opportunity for the 2024 first rounder of the Phillies as a new pitcher for the Tarpons enters in a bases loaded jam with the Threshers leading 2-0 here in the bottom fifth.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs.
On Friday, August 23rd, all dog tickets benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas.
Tickets are available now on threshersbaseball.com.
The best entertainment deal for a dollar in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays to BayCare Ballpark. Enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball with $1 burn tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and more. Every homestand this summer starts with a Dollar Tuesday featuring admission and select concession items for just $1. Visit threshersbaseball.com, then visit BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater for Dollar Tuesdays presented by Top Notch Pest Control. Get ready for more Taps and Tacos Night at BayCare Ballpark. On Thursdays, Clearwater Threshers fans can enjoy the delicious combo of Moe's Southwest Grill and half-priced drafts from local breweries. All beverages are 50% off for Threshers Thursday games, including sodas, water, and beers from local breweries like Crooked Thumb, Coppertail, and Escape. Grab your Moe's and wash it down with a half-priced drink on Thursdays at Threshers games. Check out threshersbaseball.com for schedule and tickets.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25 per child per season, kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the BayCare Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
OCL Rodriguez, the new pitcher for Tampa, coming in every reliever's worst nightmare. Bases loaded, nobody out. And OCL Rodriguez facing the most recent top pick of the Phillies, Dante Nori, with Threshers all across the pond. Swing and a miss by Nori, going after a first pitch change, starting off with an 0-1 count. Kaba is on first, Hediger on second, Shoji Naga on third for the Threshers. Nobody out and one run already across, with the Threshers leading 2-0 in the bottom fifth. 0-1 to Nori. Fastball missing up and away, and the count evens at 1-1. Nori 0 for 2 so far, and Rodriguez is 1-2 on the year with a 2.33 ERA in his 30th appearance of the season. 54 innings pitched so far, with opponent batting average of 157 for Rodriguez. 1-1. Fastball on the outside part of the plate. It's a 1-2 count as Nori takes it for a called strike. Rodriguez is making his fifth appearance against the Threshers. He's 0-1. He's allowed 2 earned runs, 3 total, in 6 2/3 against Clearwater. 1-2 to Nori. Fastball low, and the count evens at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Loaded set of bags for the Threshers' first-round pick. A highly ranked high school talent, as he won a state championship with Northville in the Division I of Michigan high school baseball. 2-2 the count to Nori. Fastball hit back up the middle. That's through for a base hit. Hediger scores. And Hediger rounds third. He's going to come home and score. Kaba slides into third base safely. Nova. Nori at second base with a 2-RBI single for his first minor league hit and first 2 minor leagues RBIs. The Threshers double up the lead 4-0. As Dante Nori slaps a grounder up the middle to put 2 runners in scoring position. It'll be a single as Nori advances on the throw. 2 RBIs, most ribbies for a debut hit by a 2024 draftee. And the Phillies' 2024 draft class, so far, all but one of them has recorded a hit in their first game with the Threshers. Saltaban hits a towering fly ball foul down the left field line, and he starts off the count 0-1. Shoji Naga and Hediger came in to score for the Threshers. They lead it 4-0. And now Nori and Kaba are still on the bases with the infield in on second and third. Saltaban hits a high fly ball deep out to right field. Montero goes back. He looks up, and it's gone. A 3-run blast for Devin Saltaban, and that will clear the bases as the Threshers have 5 runs in the fifth. They open things up to a 7-0 lead. Let's take another look at this replay for Saltaban. That's not even a home run pitch. A curveball drooping, possibly out of the strike zone. And Devin Saltaban takes it the other way for his 14th home run of the year. And he now leads the Threshers with 43 RBIs on the season, as he's got Clearwater ahead 7-0 before an out has been recorded here in the fifth inning. So the base is clear for Eduardo Taillé, who is 0-2 today. He takes a fastball for a called strike, and it's 0-1. So with that home run, Saltaban not only gives the Threshers a 7-0 lead, but he now takes the lead in the Florida State League with the most runs scored. He has crossed home plate 62 times now this season. It's a 1-1 count to Tyee, popped out and ground out in his prior two at-bats as OCL Rodriguez fires. Swing and a miss on the slider. It's 1-2. So two of those runs will be charged to OCL Rodriguez as we can now complete the final line of Hayden Warriker. He went four innings, allowed five runs on five hits with two walks and two strikeouts, and is in line for the loss with the Threshers up by seven. 1-2, cut on and missed, and that's the first out recorded by Rodriguez and the first out of the bottom of the fifth inning. So Tait down on strikes for the first time. Third strikeout of the day for Tarpon's pitching as we take another look at Carson DeMartini's double play. Diving stop over at third base the last time we saw him on the screen. 0-2 at the dish, but he has been dynamic in the field for Clearwater. One out in the inning. DeMartini checks his swing. Appeal over to first confirms it. Austin Machak has it, an 0-1 count to DeMartini. He's the eighth Thresher up here in this inning with Clearwater putting up six runs so far. DeMartini slams a cutter foul, and now the count is 1-1. Threshers have a season best of 8 runs scored in an inning. That came back on May the 23rd against St. Lucie. The top of the eighth inning, the first of 5 straight wins there. DeMartini fouls back a fastball. Now the count is 1-2. So the Threshers 2 runs shy of that top mark for the year. And what an inning it has been here in the fifth. One ball, 2 strikes to DeMartini. 6 runs already across in the fifth as DeMartini takes a fastball away. 2-2 now the count. 7-0 lead for Clearwater with 7 hits on the game. 5 runs on 5 hits so far in the bottom of the fifth with 1 gone in the frame. 2-2. Fastball outside. Now it's 3-2 as DeMartini works the count full. Payoff pitch coming from Rodriguez. 5 on the clock as he rocks and fires, and DeMartini swings and misses on the change for the second straight strikeout. 2 gone in the fifth. Threshers still leading by seven. And now Avery Owusu-Asidu comes up to the plate, replacing Griffin Burkholder in right field in the top half of this inning. Owusu-Asidu coming in with 7 homers and 20 RBIs on the year. Hit his 7th last week in Lakeland. First pitch to Avery. This ball hammered high and deep out to left field. Wilson goes back to the warning track, running into the wall, and he makes the catch for the end of the fifth inning. Not much wind in there, so Owusu-Asidu just didn't get enough of it, but the Threshers got plenty here in the bottom of the fifth inning. 5 runs on 5 hits, including this 3-run blast by Devin Saltabon. He goes to the berm for his 14th long ball of the year, and the Threshers head into the sixth with a 7-0 lead.
Do you like tacos? Then come on down to Big Hair Ballpark for Taps and Tacos Night, presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. Every Thursday home game, we have great deals at Moe's Tacos Cart in left field and drink specials throughout the ballpark. Top-notch tacos pair well with half-price fountain drinks, waters, as well as draft beers and cocktails at Frenchie's Tiki Bar. Get your tickets at ThreshersBaseball.com and come with an appetite.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Stick around post-game on Friday nights at the Tiki Bar. There will be live music and drinks after every Friday home game underneath that Frenchie sign out in left field, the ever-famous Tiki Bar. This week, DJ Filthy will be back with a 90s-themed playlist after the game, which begins with a 5:30 gates open and 6:30 first pitch. Six-run fifth for the Threshers, all nine to the dish, and they lead it by seven in the top of the sixth inning. As we're at the top of the Tampa order, Brennan Jones shrugs off a curveball. Start off the count 1-0 as Juan Amarante is working into the sixth inning for the first time this season with the Threshers and second time in 2024. Sinker in for a strike, and it's a 1-1 count. He had a career best of 5 2/3 innings when he struck out 10 against the FCL Tigers over the Carpenter Complex back on July the 8th as the curveball lands in the dirt, 2-1 the count to Jones. Arias and Montero to follow off Jones as the Tarpons lead off the top of the sixth, trailing 7-0. 2-1 is the count. And now Amarante rocks and fires. Fastball low, 3-1. Three balls, one strike, and a broken bat, foul ball down the right field line and off the netting. So back to the dugout goes Brendan Jones. He'll get a new piece of lumber as he'll step back into the box with a full count. Three balls, two strikes as Jones reappears into the frame. Leadoff man for the Tarpons. Let off the game with a single. And since then, too much for Tampa. It's the only hit of the game that came on the fourth pitch of the outing from Amarante. Now here is the payoff as Amarante deals. Fastball bounces into the glove of Taillé for ball number four as Jones will head over to first base with a leadoff walk. Second time he has reached and the fourth walk allowed by Juan Amarante. 7-0 lead for the Threshers. 7-1 in favor of Clearwater, with both teams having an empty bullpen out in left field. Top of the sixth, one on, nobody out. And pitch number 75 from Amarante is rocketed foul by Arias, 0-1 the count. Roderick is the top prospect now on the Tarpons team after George Lombard was called up to High A Hudson Valley a couple weeks ago. Arias is 0-2 with a strikeout tonight, though. The 0-1. Curveball catches the outside edge and the count evens at 0-2. On first base is Jones. He hasn't tried to steal a base yet. But over the course of his now five-game career, he's 2-2 in stolen bases. Amarante takes a long look at first. The 0-2, breaking ball missing outside, and now it's a 1-2 count to Roderick Arias. One ball, two strikes, with nobody out here in the sixth inning. The 1-2. Hit on the ground to third. This could be two. DeMartini to second for one. Saltabon on to first, and Arias beats it by a step. So close to a second around the horn twin killing, but the speed of Arias holds it at just a 5-4 fielder's choice. So Arias is aboard for the first time. He'll still be 0-3 as it was a routine double play, and you can see just milliseconds before Hediger made the squeeze, Arias had reached the first base bag. So one speedster swapped out for another on the fielder's choice, one gone for Willie Montero. Swing and a miss. The ball kicks out of the glove of Taillé, but not far enough for Arias to try and take second. It's an 0-1 count as Montero went after the low breaking ball. Roderick Arias, fourth-ranked prospect in the Yankees system with 28 steals this year, but he has been caught 12 times, 28 for 40. 0-1, liner to second base. Saltabon picks on a hop. Caba tags the bag for one on the first, not in time, as Darlin Caba was a bit late getting over to the second base bag. So Arias is out on the 4-6. And Willie Montero trades fielder's choices and places on first with Roderick on the play up the middle. But Caba continuing to impress with his quick transfer speed. Look how quick he gets the ball out of his glove there to even have a chance over at first base. That's a tough play for Starlin Caba that he made excellently. Two outs now for Tyler Wilson, who takes a fastball upstairs, making it 1-0. And Almirante is not only about to eclipse his season high, 5 2/3 for the second time this season, the other time, of course, coming in the FCL. But he might set a career high with another out here. 1-0 to Wilson now, and here's the pitch. Fastball in the dirt, and Taib keeps it in his glove to make it 2-0 to Wilson, who has struck out two times of the seven batters that Almirante has fanned so far. 83 pitches, 48 for strikes so far for Juan. Now it's a 2-0 count with Willie Montero on first base. Hediger there holding him on. 10 steals on the season for Willie. 2-0. Fastball zips outside. It's a 3-0 count to Tyler Wilson. Willie Montero has only been caught once this season, and over the course of his four-year minor league career, he is 42 for 54 in stolen base attempts. 31 for 44. 3-0 to Wilson now as Almirante deals. Fastball swung on and fouled back. The count now 3-1. Third 3-0 count that Tampa has faced in this game, and they have swung at the 3-0 pitch twice. To Wilson with a lead off of first from Willie Montero. Almirante deals. Fastball hit in the air out to right field. Drifting toward the corner is Owusu Asidu. He's on his run. He can't make it. Ball bounces off the wall. Willie Montero will come around and score as Tyler Wilson gets the RBI on the double, with Tampa making their way onto the scoreboard with a two-out, two-bagger. RBI number 5 on the career of Tyler Wilson as he gets the double to cut the Threshers' lead to 7-1. And out will come Gustavo Armas as Avery Owusu-Asidu had a tough play to get that one hit deep out to the right field corner, but did a good job of keeping Wilson on second base. Now out comes Gustavo Armas, Threshers pitching coach, joined by Eduardo Tai, as Clearwater starts a righty in the pen to spell the left-handed throwing Almirante. That double was just the second hit of the day from the Tarpons to get their first run of the game. The Threshers now lead by 6. And Tyler Vandewater will come out to break up the mound visit in advance of Hans Montero's at-bat. He's got a man in scoring position with Tyler Wilson aboard on his second double of the season. Two doubles and a home run for Tyler. He has driven in 5 runs so far, leading the Yankees draft class. Now, Hans Montero at the dish, 0-for-1 with a walk in his last at bat. Slider in for a strike, and it's an 0-1 count to Hans as it takes the outside corner. Montero went down looking in the second and is the only Tarpons hitter so far to not go on a 3-0 pitch as he walked on 4 pitches in the fourth. Breaking ball in the dirt, and it's 1-1. 7-1 the lead for the Threshers, top of the sixth inning, with a 1-1 count and 2 outs to Hans Montero. 2 gone in the top of the sixth, and Almirante deals. Curveball just catches the zone. Nasty pitch to fool Montero, and he takes the strike 2 looking to bring the count down to 1-2. One ball, 2 strikes, 2 outs here in the top of the sixth. Almirante deals. Bouncing breaking ball blocked by Taiyi. And Wilson was ready to head for third on the wild one. So it's an even 2-2 count to Montero. Two balls, two strikes, two outs here in the top of the sixth. This is pitch number 90, loaded in the tan glove of Juan Amarante. Two on the pitch clock, he fires. Fouled back, will do it again. So that's 90 pitches, 51 for strike so far for Juan Amarante, as the count remains even at two balls and two strikes. Two-two, weakly chopped off the plate, and it stays 2-2 as that ball is ruled foul. Eduardo Tait will exchange balls with the bat boy, who is on his way out to give Tyler Vandewater a new set of baseballs as he tosses his last to Juan Amarante. Montero certainly making the lefty work on what could be Juan's last batter faced of the ballgame. Now we'll see the 2-2. Amarante scans the bases and fires home. 2-2 again, wave and a whiff, strike three. Drop third strike, and completing strikeout number eight is Eduardo Tait as he sends the throw to first base. That is the third strikeout on a drop third strike of the eight in Juan Amarante's day, setting a season best with the Threshers on a nasty curveball. But the Tarpons get themselves a run despite a chase on the final pitch of the inning. It is 7-1 Threshers heading into the bottom six.
Come down to Baycare Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to threshersbaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
At Baycare Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by Baycare, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Sharks Senior Club, presented by Baycare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at Baycare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts. 10 Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, free swag and discounts, all for only $30 with our Silver Sharks Senior Club membership. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Once again, John Spikerman leads off the inning for the Threshers. He led off the fifth with a single and starts off with an 0-1 count against Rodriguez here in the bottom of the sixth inning. And don't forget to follow the Clearwater Threshers on Facebook at Threshers Baseball to keep up with the action all season long. 0-1 to Spikerman, fastball low, and it's a 1-1 count. He definitely follows the Threshers on Facebook, so if John Spikerman does it, I think you guys should too. And Spikerman's got two hits, a steal, and a run scored. His second multi-hit game in a row for the Threshers after getting one hit in his first six games. 1-1 the count, and he swings and misses on the changeup to make it 1-2. One ball, two strikes, nobody out here in the bottom six. Threshers lead by six. 1-2, breaking ball in the dirt, well blocked, but it's a 2-2 count to John Spikerman. Two balls, two strikes, nobody out, and the pitch. And that bounces in the dirt, full count. Payoff coming to Spikerman with Shoji Naga up at the plate. Both of these pair of 2024 draftees have reached base twice so far. Spikerman trying to make it three in a row, and then so Shoji Naga will hopefully try and do the same. Payoff pitch This ball lifted high in the air out to deep center field. Jones on his horse, back, running to the warning track. That one's going to bounce off the wall and off the top of the wall. Spikerman round second base. He'll head into third and slides in safely with the Threshers' second triple of the game. John Spikerman gets his first pro triple, and he gets a three-bagger to lead off the sixth inning for the Threshers. We'll take another look as this ball was just left over the middle by OCL Rodriguez, and Spikerman hammered it to the deepest part of the ballpark out in right center field, and he did not even need to slide into third for that three-bagger. Two triples in the game for Clearwater, and the infield in for the Tarpons with Cody Shojinaga up to the plate now for Clearwater. First pitch misses inside, and it's 1-0. Shojinaga reached in his first two pro at-bats. And now he starts the count 1-0. He walked in the second and singled and scored back in the fifth. He hits a high fly ball foul. Thought for a second he was going to try and get a new bat because that did not sound like it kept the bat intact, but he'll stay put 1-1. Infield in for Tampa, the pitch cut on and missed, and it's 1-2. Timeout called by Shojinaga. One ball, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball low, and the changeup evens the count at 2-2. So Shojinaga, former Jayhawk, 1-for-1 on the day, singled and scored in the fifth, walked in the second. 21-year-old, six-round draftee, now faces the 2-2. Fastball called, strike three, and there is the first out of the sixth inning as Shojinaga goes out on a backwards K. Bryce Woricker had two strikeouts as a starter for the Tarpons, and that last K on Shojinaga was his third of the contest. So one gone, and Caden Hediger coming up to the plate for the Threshers. And increased his on-base streak to four straight games with a walk in the fifth, and he came around to score. He takes a changeup low for a 1-0 count. Hediger with two walks in his last four games. 1-0 now to Caden. Infield still in for Tampa. He hits a liner right to first, and Morales catches it on a short jump for the second out in the sixth inning. And Hediger did what he could on that one, but you got to hit them where they ain't, and he did not there. So two gone as we get another fast liner. Morales having to make a tough leaping catch, and there are two away for the Threshers' leadoff man, Starlin Caba, who drove in a run with a single in his last at-bat. First pitch to Starlin. Fastball zips in for a strike right on the inside corner, and it's 0-1 to Caba. Two ground outs to first in his first two at-bats, but he switched up his approach and drove one up the middle to score a run back in the last inning. 0-1. Breaking ball low, and it's a 1-1 count to Caba. His third RBI of the season. Caba now have two ribbies at home of his three on the season. Hit back up the middle, slowly rolling to the shortstop. Arias has to charge, fires on the run to first base, gets Caba by half a step, and that will end the sixth inning. So the Threshers got a good start with a leadoff triple, but they can't bring Spikerman home. His first career triple leaves him stranded on third, and the Threshers keep it 7-1 heading into the seventh.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
Do you like tacos? How about craft beer and baseball? Then come on down to the Baycare Ballpark for taps and tacos by Moe's Southwest Grill. For every Thursday Clearwater Threshers home game, we have great deals at Moe's Taco Cart in left field, plus a great selection of half-price local brewery selections on tap. Enjoy your chips and queso with 50% off on all beverages, including craft drafts, bottled water, and fountain drinks in the ballpark. ThreshersBaseball.com has all the Thursday taps and tacos by Moe's info you need.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit ThreshersBaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Kids.
Relive your favorite Threshers memories on Friday, September 6th, as we take a look back at the summer with special graphics and musics. Gates will open at 5:30 for the 6:30 first pitch when the Threshers take on the St. Lucie Mets on Friday, September 6th. Orlando Gonzalez is the new pitcher for the Threshers, replacing Juan Amarante on a career day in his second outing here at Baycare Ballpark. First pitch from Gonzalez just misses on a ball to Austin Green, starting off the count at 1-0. Amarante, two hits, one run, four walks, and a season-best eight strikeouts in a career-high six innings. He's in line for his first win as a Thresher. Fastball again inside, and it's a 2-0 count to Austin Green. Gonzalez, 21 years old, got the call-up from the Complex League back on the 8th of August and went two innings and allowed a run on the first pitch that he threw as a Thresher, a solo homer. He takes the number, but it goes through his legs. Caba picks it up on the run, fires to first in time, and Starlin Caba bails out his pitcher and is greeted with a dap and a pound at the mound as we go 1-6-3 on the ground out in the seventh, and it's things like this that made Starlin Caba ranked as the top player in the Florida Complex League this season. Gonzalez couldn't get his glove down in time, and Starlin Caba lightning fast getting the ball over to first base to secure the out. He already looks like he's got a big league glove over at short. One out in the top of the seventh, Kobe Morales takes a first pitch fastball, and it's a 1-0 count. So back to Gonzalez coming from Tepatitlan de los Morelos in Mexico. 21 years old, signed by the Phillies in 2023. First pitch he threw as a Thresher left the yard for a solo home run on August the 10th as the fastball zips in low to make it a 2-0 count to Kobe Morales. After that, though, Gonzalez was lights out. He didn't allow another base runner after that hit and got his first strikeout as a Thresher for the Clearwater Threshers as well. 2-0. Popped up high and foul, and behind the plate, 2-1 to Kobe Morales. Gonzalez had six appearances in the Florida Complex League after getting a strikeout in his only start in the Dominican Summer League for the Phillies Red before getting the overseas promotion to the Florida Complex League Phillies. 2-1 now, here's the pitch. Fastball outside, it's 3-1. One scoreless inning, all Gonzalez needed in the DSL. He joined the Complex League 1 week after his debut start, as he did not pitch in 2023, signed in late July last year by the Phillies. 3-1 the count. Fastball popped high and foul behind the plate, over our heads in the press box, and that fills up the count, 3-2. In six outings, three of them starts in the Florida Complex League. Gonzalez allowed just six runs, four of them earned in 27 and a third innings, 13 hits, 20 walks, and 23 strikeouts. Now the payoff pitch coming to Kobe Morales. Gonzalez, deep breath, then he fires. Fastball hammered down the left field line, short run for Spikerman, but that ball will reach the seats in foul territory. Wisps of red clouds in a light blue sky here at Baycare Ballpark. A beautiful night here on Dollar Tuesday as we await another payoff pitch to Kobe Morales. Gonzalez sets up at the belt. Takes a deep breath, rocks and fires. Payoff again. This one drifts low. And the fastball brings the first base runner of the inning to first as Kobe Morales gets a one-out walk here in the seventh. First batter walked by Gonzalez in a Threshers uniform as he grabs some rosin before Joe De Los Santos comes up to the plate. He has walked twice. Amarante walked four. Gonzalez has now walked one, so five total free passes for the Tarpon so far today with just two hits and a run. First pitch, fastball misses inside to De Los Santos. It's a 1-0 count. He's worked the count full both times for the Tarpons, and the 10th rounder still does not have an official at bat in his debut game against the Threshers. Man on first with one out, 1-0 the count as Morales gears up. He goes to second. Pitch misses for a ball. Throw to second base just late. And Kobe Morales is in there with a stolen base, and it's a 2-0 count to Joe De Los Santos. Morales now has his stolen base number 30 of the season in 36 attempts. As he gets there just ahead of the throw, you can see how close that one was, though. 2-0 the count to De Los Santos, and Morales is off for third. Fastball in for a strike. High throw to third, and it's not in time as Morales gets back-to-back steals on back-to-back pitches. But it's a 2-1 count to the designated hitter for the Tarpons. This one might have been even closer than the last, as a couple of fans thought he was out. We'll take a look. He was in safely, but it was close. Not too far from being caught stealing after a successful swipe of second. 2-1. Ooh, fastball got him in the leg. And now there are going to be runners on the corners with one out as Joe De Los Santos reaches for the third time on the first hit-by-pitch of the ballgame. Kobe Morales is on third. He now passes George Lombard for the team lead. And he is leading active Florida State League players with 31 steals. And that probably doesn't feel good. I'm going to speak for Joe De Los Santos when I say that that just does not look comfortable. And he is on first. He'll get some chance to run around with Gustavo Armas joining Eduardo Tait, Starlin Caba, and Orlando Gonzalez on the hill. As it appears that De Los Santos will be fine. He was running around in foul territory next to first base to try and loosen up the leg that just got plunked. And now out comes Tyler Vandewater to break up the mound meeting. So, two aboard, runners on the corners with Morales on third after a pair of steals. Joe De Los Santos on first, and Josue Gonzalez coming up to the plate with one out in the seventh. 7-1 lead for the Threshers, who shift for two with Saltaban pinching up the middle against the right-hander Gonzalez, who already grounded into a double play so far today. Almost hit him. Did it hit him? Because Gonzalez is still down. And I guess it did hit him. That was close in a lot of ways. And now, out of precaution, out comes the Tarpons trainer. Back-to-back HPPs from Orlando Gonzalez. That got him right on the chin strap. Did not look like it actually touched skin. It looked like that ball purely made contact with the helmet. Either way, that's not a pitch you want to see. Back-to-back batters hit by Gonzalez. Now the Tarpons have the bases loaded with one out in the seventh inning. And Josue Gonzalez, the Tarpons catcher, will stay in the ballgame after Jordan Gostola, head trainer for the Tarpons, will head back to the dugout. So, last three batters have reached base for Tampa. Walk to Morales and two steals has him on third. De Los Santos on second and Gonzalez on first after being hit by an Orlando Gonzalez pitch. First pitch to Jones. Fastball missing outside, and it's a 1-0 count to the Tarpons center fielder. Threshers lead by six. Eight hits to the Tarpons, two, and a 7-1 scoreline. Now the 1-0, change up outside, and it's a 2-0 count. Bases loaded, one out. Threshers shifted for two with the corner infield playing back. They don't want anything going into the outfield in this at bat. 2-0 to Jones. Fastball just catching the inside corner, and it's a 2-1 count to the Tarpon center fielder. Gonzalez on first, De Los Santos on second, Morales on third, one out in the inning. As the 2-1 is popped up, foul and out of play. Now the count evens at 2-2. Jones walked in the sixth, singled in the first. In between the two times he reached bases, he was called out on strikes in the third inning. So he's 1-for-2, now facing a 2-2 count with the bases loaded. Gonzalez takes a deep breath and fires home. Fastball just missing outside, and now the count goes full at 3-2. Really close call, but the count is full to Jones. Payoff pitch is coming. Nowhere to put him with the bases loaded and one out in the seventh inning. Payoff pitch. Fastball outside, and that'll walk in a run for the Tarpons. Morales scores on the free pass. De Los Santos to third, Gonzalez to second. Brennan Jones on first with an RBI in his second consecutive walk, and the Threshers lead now down to 7-2. And that's going to be it for Orlando Gonzalez. He walked three in a third of an inning, did not allow a hit, did not strike out a batter. He will not get a decision tonight and is on the hook for all three runners currently aboard for the Tarpons. Quick hook from Marty Malloy, and the Threshers will bring in a new reliever to face Roderick Arias with a new pitcher coming in for Clearwater. One out, bases loaded. Threshers lead by five in the top of the seventh.
Kids can be a part of the coolest minor league baseball club in town by joining the Little Anglers Kids Club with the Clearwater Threshers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25, children 13 and younger can come to all 10 Thursday Thresher home games and take part in fun activities, receive cool gear, and enjoy free food. Plus, be sure to bring your glove for an on-field pregame catch and run the bases after the game to cap off 9 innings of fun. Go to threshersbaseball.com and join the Little Anglers Kids Club today.
Every Thursday night at BayCare Ballpark is Taps and Tacos Night, and Moe's is bringing you the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our BayCare Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home. Visit threshersbaseball.com and bring the whole family.
Clearwater Threshers baseball fans, stay after the game on Saturday nights in August and September as we finish off the 2024 regular season with a bang. Threshers post-game fireworks displays are sponsored by Little Greek Fresh Grill on August 17th, 24th, and September 7th. Close out summer with us and enjoy minor league baseball plus amazing fireworks show. Purchase your tickets now at threshersbaseball.com and light up the sky with us at BayCare Ballpark.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Brandon Beckel, the new pitcher for the Threshers. He'll face Roderick Arias, second reliever to come in today to a bases-loaded jam. He's got one out, though, and he starts off Arias with a 1-0 count. He reached on a fielder's choice in the sixth, struck out in the third, and flied out in the first. He's 0-for-3. Bases loaded, 7-2 the score. Threshers out in front with one gone in the top of the seventh. You've got Brennan Jones on first, Josue Gonzalez on second, Joe De Los Santos on third. High fly ball out to left field, and the runner on third, De Los Santos, will tag up as Spikerman makes the grab, sends a throw into third base, pulls the third baseman off the bag, and that tags out the runner for a double play. Now, this is where it gets interesting, because it looked like the double play happened before the run scored on the sacrifice fly. So that double play not only ends the inning, but stops a run. Unbelievable throw to third base by Spikerman. And now we head into the stretch on the happiest of notes. We'll take another look as Spikerman makes the grab. The throw comes in at third base well before the run scores. And an easy 7-5 twin killing to end the seventh inning. We'll stretch it out. Tarpins get stuck with just one run on two pitchers. And we head to the bottom seventh, 5-run lead for the Threshers.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs.
On Friday, August 23rd, all dog tickets benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas.
Tickets are available now on threshersbaseball.com.
The best entertainment deal for a dollar in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays to Bay Care Ballpark. Enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball with $1 burn tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and more. Every homestand this summer starts with a Dollar Tuesday featuring admission and select concession items for just $1. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com, then visit Bay Care Ballpark in Clearwater for Dollar Tuesdays presented by Top Notch Pest Control. Get ready for more Taps and Tacos Night at Bay Care Ballpark. On Thursdays, Clearwater Threshers fans can enjoy the delicious combo of Moe's Southwest Grill and half-price drafts from local breweries. All beverages are 50% off for Threshers Thursday games, including sodas, water, and beers from local breweries like Crooked Thumb, Coppertail, and Escape. Grab your Moe's and wash it down with a half-price drink on Thursdays at Threshers games. Check out threshersbaseball.com for schedule and tickets.
Our next home game is tomorrow, August 14th, when the Threshers take on the Tampa Tarpons, 5:30 gate, 6:30 first pitch. Currently, the Tarpons have a 1-0 count on Dante Norrie starting off the seventh. They trail 7-2. Norrie lofts a fastball foul. Now the count evens at 1-1. Dante Norrie, two-run single in his first ever hit back in the fifth inning, and then promptly scored on the Devin Saltabon RBI. Threshers with a fantastic inning-ending double play to finish off the top of the seventh, which is, I mean, a play like that, a deep fly ball into left that looked to be a clean sacrifice fly. They still turn it around and prevent a run. Unbelievable work in left field from John Spikerman. And actually, it was Starlin Caba who covered third to get the out, as Norrie has a 3-1 count on him. Norrie, Saltabon, and Tait leading off the seventh for the Threshers. They lead at 7-2. Eight hits to the Tarpons, two. Fastball dots the eye in the outside corner. It's a 3-2 count to Norrie. Now the count is full for the first round pick. Payoff pitch. Norrie swings and misses, and that's strike three. He gets his second strikeout of the day. OCL Rodriguez has four. As we take another look at Devin Saltabon's last at bat. Last three runs came off of that swing, hitting the wall on the right field berm on a line. 14th homer of the season, 43rd RBI of the season for Saltabon. He leads the Threshers in both of those categories. And OCL Rodriguez certainly doesn't want to pitch to him. So he will be replaced on the hill. New pitcher coming in for Tampa to face Devin Saltabon. One out and a clear set of bags in the bottom of the seventh inning when we come up. When we come back, we'll give you OCL Rodriguez's line as well. Threshers lead by five in the bottom of the seventh. One gone. Devin Saltabon, the next batter to hit.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by Bay Care Kids. For only $25 per child per season, kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the Bay Care Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
Do you like tacos? Then come on down to Bay Care Ballpark for Taps and Tacos Night, presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. Every Thursday home game, we have great deals at Moe's Tacos Cart in left field and drink specials throughout the ballpark. top-notch tacos pair well with half-price fountain drinks, waters, as well as draft beers and cocktails at Frenchie's Tiki Bar. Get your tickets at threshersbaseball.com and come with an appetite.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Come down to Bay Care Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to threshersbaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Jordy Luciano coming up to the mound for the Tarpons. In a game, they trail 7-2. Devin Saltaban, we showed his last at-bat, a three-run home run. And he skies the first pitch of Luciano's night. Foul, 0-1 the count. 95 on the fastball from Luciano, who debuted against the Threshers in the last series for the first time. 0-1 the count comes to Saltaban. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, high heat, and it's 0-2. Three-run homer is Salty's only hit of the day. He's 1-for-3 on the day. Now leading the Threshers with 43 RBIs with his 14th home run, putting him in a tie for fourth with Christian Feliz of the Dunedin Blue Jays. Fun to note that Jordan Vyers is actually still on the Florida State League home run lead. He is tied for sixth with Arjun Namala of the Dunedin Blue Jays. 0-2 now coming to Saltaban. Here's the pitch, cut on and missed, and it's dropped. Picked up by Gonzalez. He fires to first. And the K2-3 completed for the second out in the seventh inning. OCL Rodriguez's night is done. He allowed three runs on two hits, four strikeouts without allowing a walk in 2 1/3 innings. And Jordy Luciano begins the game with his first strikeout as Eduardo Taillé now comes up to the plate for the Threshers. Luciano in his fifth game against Clearwater. He is 1-0 with a 4.26 ERA, three runs allowed in 6 1/3 on six hits against the Threshers. Check swing, but according to Austin Machak, he went around, so it's no one count to Eduardo Taillé. Still looking for his first hit. He is 0-for-3 today. On the season, Luciano has pitched almost exclusively out of the bullpen, making 25 relief appearances with one save and four chances, and a 5.10 ERA in 42 1/3 innings. 0-2 now to Taillé as the slider in for a strike, and Taillé calling the timeout. 7-2 lead for the Threshers. They have eight hits, neither team with an error. Tampa, two runs on two hits. Tampa got each of their two runs, one in each of the last two frames, as Taillé trying to keep this seventh inning alive with an 0-2 count. Luciano deals, curveball outside and out of the glove of Gonzalez. It's a 1-2 count. Running the ball back to the mound himself is Josue Gonzalez. As the mound visit commences, we'll take a look at the rest of the Florida State League scores. One final in the battle of RDC, 3-1 win for the Hammerheads over the Palm Beach Cardinals. Lakeland is visiting Fort Myers, first of two series in the final weeks of this season, in the series that is effectively going to determine who faces the Threshers in the West Division playoffs. Fort Myers leading Lakeland 6-0 in the top of the sixth in Fort Myers. 2-2 now to Taillé. He takes the fastball outside. Bradenton trailing against Dunedin at home. 2-0 lead for the Blue Jays in the bottom of the eighth at Lecom Park. And in Daytona, the St. Lucie Mets lead the Tortugas 2-1 in the bottom of the eighth inning. So we'll keep an eye on that Lakeland-Fort Myers series, but we'll start it in the next inning as Taillé swings and misses. Stride struck out by Tarpon's pitchers. OCL Rodriguez got one, Luciano two, as the Threshers are sent down in order for the first time since the fourth inning. We head to the eighth with Brandon Beckel returning the hill for the Threshers. They lead it 7-2.
At Bay Care Ballpark, the early bird
catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by BayCare, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Sharks Senior Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts. 10 Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, free swag and discounts, all for only $30 with our Silver Sharks Senior Club membership. Visit our website at ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Stick around post-game this coming Saturday night for the best fireworks show in town. Gates will open at 5:30 for the 6:30 p.m. first pitch, presented by Little Greek Fresh Grill. And since we've read them twice, I'm going to have to get a hero for dinner tomorrow night because, let's face it, Little Greek Fresh Grill heroes are fantastic, and they're also sold at the Home Plate Grill here at BayCare Ballpark. 1-0 the count to Willie Montero. Brandon Beckel out for his first full inning of work, and he might just finish the game for the Threshers because he is a guy who has been stretched out when needed for Marty Malloy's squad this season. Fastball misses to Montero, 2-0. Tyler Wilson on deck. Hans Montero in the hole for the Tarpons, who trail 7-2 in the top of the eighth inning. 2-0 the count as Beckel deals. Fastball sliced back and foul. It's a 2-1 count. The double play got the two-thirds of the inning on Beckel's ledger right now. On the season, Beckel is in his 25th appearance, 22nd down of the bullpen as he's made three starts for the Threshers this season. 45 and two-thirds innings, a 3.40 ERA, and a 4-1 record. 2-1, fastball cut on and missed, and it's 1-2. Pitch in the dirt as Beckel draws a timeout from Montero. Beckel with a four-pitch mix, two-seam and a four-seam fastball. There is the curveball, and it's a swing and a miss from Willie Montero. Changeup in the arsenal as well, but why would he need it? Nasty bender, fooling Montero for the K, and that is the ninth of the evening for the Threshers pitching staff as Beckel sends a beautiful curveball onto the plate, cut on and missed, and that's the first out of the eighth inning. That'll bring up Tyler Wilson, who is 1-for-3 today with an RBI double in the sixth as he takes a slider for a called strike, 0-1. Two doubles on the year for Wilson, also five RBIs, but two Ks in today's contest. 0-1 hit on the ground towards second. Saltabon picks it up on a trio of hops, flips it to first, caught by Hediger for out number two. So two gone for Beckel, now thrown an inning and a third for the Texas Tech Red Raider. Only Red Raider drafted in last year's draft, where he began his career with the Threshers. It seemed like last year he was just going to be a reliever, but he's come in for a couple of spot starts for Clearwater this year and gone about four innings a couple of times. Fastball missing upstairs to Hans Montero, no relation to Willie. And a 1-0 count. Hans has already struck out twice, sandwiched around a walk in the fourth inning. He's 0-for-2. 1-0 the count. Beckel rocks and fires. Fastball upstairs. It's a 2-0 count to Hans Montero. Six homers, 26 RBIs on the season for Hans. Becco, used only as a reliever in Texas Tech, has remained primarily a reliever and has been switched all around the order in terms of back end of the bullpen, middle relief to eat innings. Any role that you can possibly think of for Brandon Becco, he has played it for the Threshers this year. 2-1, fouled back, and it's 2-2. Becco, 22 years old, will turn 23 in October. Allowed an unearned run in his last at-bat, but struck out three. One of those three batters, though, was a drop third strike, who ended up scoring on an error back on the ninth. 2-2. Late swing, wave and a whiff, strike three, and that will do it for the eighth inning. Beckel bookends the eighth with a pair of K's. He has two strikeouts. Threshers pitchers have 10, and Clearwater leads the Tarpons by a score of 7-2. And curveballs like that are a big reason why. Nasty stuff from Beckel as he sends us to the bottom of the eighth.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
Do you like tacos? How about craft beer and baseball? Then come on down to the Big Hair Ballpark for taps and tacos by Moe's Southwest Grill. For every Thursday Clearwater Threshers home game, we have great deals at Moe's Taco Cart in left field. Plus, a great selection of half-price local brewery selections on tap. Enjoy your chips and queso with 50% off on all beverages, including craft drafts, bottled water, and fountain drinks in the ballpark. ThreshersBaseball.com has all the Thursday taps and tacos by Moe's info you need.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit ThreshersBaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Buy your tickets ahead of time on ThreshersBaseball.com to take advantage of advanced purchase savings. 11 more games in the next 2 weeks and in the month of August for Clearwater. And they're starting off this 12-game homestand the right way. 7-2 lead in the bottom of the eighth. And Carson DeMartini trying to add more as he tries to avoid his second ever hitless game as a pro in his seventh game for the Threshers. 5 of 6 prior games he has recorded a hit. 4 of those 6 he's had more than one. But tonight, DeMartini is 0-3 as he takes a fastball for a strike on the inside edge. DeMartini, though, has certainly made an impact in today's game. Spun one of the two double plays turned by the Threshers. Both of them inning ending, and both of them highlight real plays. 0-1 the count to DeMartini. Fastball zips in low, and it's a 1-1 count. Ground out fly on the K for Carson. Leading off the eighth inning, followed up by Avery Owusu-Asidu and John Spikerman. 1-1 the count to DeMartini. Bases clear in the eighth inning. Threshers with 8 hits, Tarpons with 2. And Clearwater leads by 5. Breaking ball bounces in front of home plate. It is a 2-1 count now to Carson DeMartini as it's chested down by Josue Gonzalez. The count to Carson. A homer and 3 RBIs last week against the Flying Tigers. That 2-run home run provided the difference in the Threshers' Friday win over Lakeland. 2-2 as the fastball is fouled back over the head of, well, all of us here in the press box. 2-2 the count to DeMartini. Virginia Tech Hokie in his college days and the ACC era VT leader with 46 home runs in his 3 years of collegiate play. 2-2. Fouled back. We'll do it again. Two balls, two strikes, nobody out in the top of the eighth inning. Threshers with a righty up in their bullpen as we might see a closer for a non-save situation in the ninth. 2-2 the count to DeMartini. And the pitch. Fastball, hard ground ball, but it's right at the first baseman, Morales, who drops to Anita, pick it up, tags the bag, and that's the first out of the eighth inning. That'll bring up Avery Owusu-Isiadu, who is 0-for-1, flied out in the fifth inning after replacing Griffin Burkholder, who landed funny on a ground ball out back in the fourth inning. Owusu-Isiadu, 7 homers, 20 RBIs on the year. And the first pitch to Avery is a fastball for a called strike, 0-1. He's in right field today, making most of his starts in center on the season. But he is one of the many guys on this team who is willing to adapt to whatever position to get himself on the field. 0-1, chopper foul down the first baseline as it's hacked off the plate, and it's 0-2. O-2 the count to Owusu-Isiadu with one gone in the eighth. Threshers with a 5-run lead. Luciano deals, fastball low, and it's 1-2. Here's the pitch. Chopper back up the middle. Owusu-Isiadu, who's hustling his out as Arias, picks it up on the run. Throw to first, not in time, and it's an infield hit for Avery Owusu-Isiadu. Great hustle for Owusu-Isiadu, second on the Threshers roster in stolen bases with 13 as he takes a curveball to short. Not much Arias could do about it. And just a little bit of trouble getting it out of the glove there for Roderick, as Owusu-Isiadu beats it down the line for an infield hit. Ninth today for Clearwater. Spikerman 3-for-3, halfway to the cycle after he tripled in the sixth inning. As Owusu-Isiadu tried to be picked off at first, the throw kicks away from Morales, but Owusu-Isiadu elects to stay at first. It dribbled a bit too far away from the Tampa first baseman, so it wouldn't be enough for him to go on that little dribbler that got out of Morales' glove. Owusu-Isiadu 13-for-16 in stolen base attempts on the season. And he's got Spikerman, who is having his best day so far as a pro, up for the Threshers. Fastball outside to John. It's a 1-0 count to the former Oklahoma Sooner, a 3-year starter at OU before being taken in the third round of the draft by the Phillies. Owusu-Isiadu has 2 steals against Tampa. He's been caught once, now tries again, and the throw bounces off Arias's glove, but right to the left fielder, as Owusu-Isiadu will settle for his 3rd steal in 4 tries against the Tarpons. He is now 14-for-17 on the season. And to boot, it's a 2-0 count to Spikerman. That ball hit off the glove of Arias while Owusu-Isiadu was on the bag. That ball may have gotten in contact with the seat of his pants, but with Owusu-Isiadu touching the bag, he'd be safe anyway. So it's stolen base, number 1 on the day, 14 on the season for Owusu-Isiadu, and out comes Preston Claiborne to have a chat with Jordy Luciano. While they talk, we'll look at the scores. Phillies getting shut out by the Marlins at the bank. They're looking to become the fourth big league team to 70 wins, but they trail 4-0 at home against Miami. The Yankees are leading the White Sox 2-0 in the bottom third after an embarrassing loss last night for the Yanks, the Tarpons major league affiliate. 8-2 lead for the Nats over the Orioles in the top of the ninth, while the Cubs lead the Guardians 2-1 in Cleveland in the top of the eighth. Top of the eighth at the Trop, 3-1 lead for the Astros over the Rays, and the Tigers routing the Mariners 15-1 at home in Detroit through 7 innings. 2-0 count to Spikerman as Luciano steps off the mound chasing Owusu-Isiadu back to the Keystone Sack. Middle of the sixth inning, the Red Sox with a 6-4 lead over the defending champion Rangers at Fenway Park. And the Mets trail 7-4 to the A's in Queens, bottom of the fifth inning there. The 2-0 is a fastball that just hits the outside edge. 2-1 the count to John Spykerman, who is 3-for-3 today with two singles, a triple, a run, and a stolen base. More MLB scores in Minnesota. 6-2 lead for the Twins over the Royals in a game that has a lot of implications in the race for the AL Central. And the Dodgers lead the Brewers 2-0 in the bottom of the third. Spykerman checks his swing, keeps the bat out to show that he did not break his wrists, and it's confirmed by Austin Machak, 3-1. One final in the majors, the Reds get a 4-1 win over the Cardinals at home. Hunter Green with a win, Alexis Diaz with the save. And four games yet to start in the majors, all to begin around 9:40. Angels hosting the Jays, D-backs hosting the Rockies, Padres hosting the Pirates, and the Giants hosting the Braves. While I babble on about the scores, Owusu Isiedu steals third, his second steal of the at-bat, and to boot, it is a walk to John Spykerman. So the Threshers now have runners on the corners with one out in the eighth, and Owusu Isiedu stealing third easily. No idea that he was going, as the Tarpons are fooled by a great base runner in Avery Owusu Isiedu. And that will bring up Cody Shojinaga, who is greeted by ball one on an automatic ball from a pitch clock violation by Jordy Luciano. So 1-0 the count to Shojinaga. Spykerman goes to second, and holding the throw is Josue Gonzalez. It's a 2-0 count to Cody, and Spykerman has his second stolen base of the day. He's a perfect 3-for-3 from the plate, and now 2-for-2 in stolen bases. And I think even if there was a throw to second base, the Tarpons had no chance. Great jump by Spykerman to put a second runner in scoring position for the Threshers. 2-0 to Cody. Swing and a miss, and now it is 2-1. Slider fools Shojinaga as he now looks for his first pro RBI in his first game with the Threshers since being drafted in the sixth round of the MLB draft by the Phillies. Spykerman on second, Owusu Isiedu on third. Drawn in infield for the Tarpons as Luciano deals. Fastball up and in for a called strike, 2-2. First base is still open, so Luciano can pitch around Shojinaga a little bit here, but he's got Caden Hediger waiting in the on-deck circle. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Threshers lead by five in the bottom of the eighth inning. And the 2-2 inside. Now it's 3-2. The full count to Shojinaga as he skinnies up away from the inside fastball from Luciano. Payoff pitch coming. Runners will stay put. Owusu Isiedu on third. Spykerman on second. A single likely to score them both. Payoff pitch. Fastball popped up high and foul. Out of play. We'll do it again as that ball will land on the roof of the Big Shark suite out in right field. Full count. One out. Still runners on second and third. And a five-run lead for Clearwater. They haven't scored, though, since a six-run fifth. Three balls, two strikes, one out. The payoff. Inside and low, that is ball four. And the Threshers will load up the bases for the first time since that six-run fifth inning. Back-to-back walks. Spykerman on second. Shojinaga on first. And Avery Owusu Isiedu is on third after a one-out single and two steals. Now Caden Hediger with a chance for the Threshers. He has already driven in one batter against Tampa in nine previous games. But today, he is 0-for-2. Did walk and score in the fifth inning. He lined out to first in his last at-bat. Fastball upstairs. It's a 1-0 count to Caden. Natural catcher playing first base today for the Threshers. One gone in the eighth, and the base is loaded. Threshers trying to add to a 7-2 lead. Now the pitch. Fastball hit high in the air into shallow left field. Coming in is Wilson. He makes the catch. Owusu Aseed, who thought about it, but he'll head back to third on a poor throw by Wilson. But it stops the sacrifice for the second out in the eighth inning. A safe play to not go for Avery. Threshers already leading by five, but Starlin Caba drove in a run his last time up with the bases loaded with a RBI single, then scoring on the Saltabon blast. So Caba, one for four on the day, three RBIs now as a Thresher, and he's got a loaded set of bags with two outs. Infield back to normal for the Tarpons behind Luciano, who deals. First pitch way upstairs, and the curveball doesn't drop. It's a 1-0 count to Starlin Caba. Owusu Aseedu next in line to score. He's on third base. Spikerman on second. Shoji Naga on first. 1-0 the count. Two gone here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Five runs separate the Threshers from their opponent. 1-0 upstairs again. This time the fastball misses, and it's 2-0. And Luciano hasn't gotten anywhere near the strike zone with Caba at the dish. 33 pitches now for Jordy. 18 for strikes, 2 Ks in an inning in the third. 2-0 the count, 2 outs, and the base is loaded. Time call. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Fastball zips in for a strike. Now it's 2-1. Still loaded bases, 2 on the count to Caba. Trying to poke this one into the outfield for a dagger into the hearts of the Tarpons. 2-1. High fly ball out to left field. Wilson waits on it, steps in, reaches up, makes the grab, and that'll do it for the eighth inning. So the Threshers threatened. They got a hit, their ninth of the ball game, but bases are left loaded as we head to the ninth for the conclusion. Threshers 7, Tarpons 2. Ninth inning next.
Kids can be a part of the coolest minor league baseball club in town by joining the Little Anglers Kids Club with the Clearwater Threshers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25, children 13 and younger can come to all 10 Thursday Thresher home games and take part in fun activities, receive cool gear, and enjoy free food. Plus, be sure to bring your glove for an on-field pregame catch and run the bases after the game to cap off 9 innings of fun. Go to threshersbaseball.com and join the Little Anglers Kids Club today.
Every Thursday night at BayCare Ballpark is Taps and Tacos Night, and Moe's is bringing you the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our BayCare Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home. Visit threshersbaseball.com and bring the whole family.
Clearwater Threshers baseball fans, stay after the game on Saturday nights in August and September as we finish off the 2024 regular season with a bang. Threshers post-game fireworks displays are sponsored by Little Greek Fresh Grill on August 17th, 24th, and September 7th. Close out summer with us and enjoy minor league baseball plus amazing fireworks show. Purchase your tickets now at threshersbaseball.com and light up the sky with us at BayCare Ballpark.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs.
On Friday, August 23rd, all dog tickets benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas.
Tickets are available now on threshersbaseball.com.
Luis Avila hoping to be the final pitcher for the Threshers after Brandon Beckel faces one lower than the supposed minimum in an inning and two-thirds of shutout baseball. Four batters faced, 5 outs recorded for Beckel. Now Luis Avila tries to close it out. Not a save situation as the Threshers lead 1-0. Threshers lead 7-2 as Austin Green starts off by taking a ball 1-0. Avila deals, fastball powered in for a called strike at 96 into 1-1 count. Green will be followed by Morales and De Los Santos in a 7-2 deficit from the Tarpons. They have 2 hits to the Threshers' 9. Avila, 4 strikeouts and 2 shutout frames, his last at bat. Swing and a miss by Green there, and it's 1-2. Avila is now making his 13th relief appearance for the Threshers after joining the team on the 11th of June from the Complex League. He's thrown 17 innings, recorded 2 saves, and struck out 20 batters with just 1 earned run in those 17 innings. 1-2 popped up high and foul, will do it again at 1-2. 9 relief appearances in the Complex League for Avila. He has been used almost exclusively as a reliever since signing with the Phillies in 2023 out of Turmero in Venezuela. 4-seam that hits up to 97, change in a slider. There's the heat, and it's fouled back once again by Green to keep the count at 1-2. Austin is 0-for-3 today. 2 ground outs following a strikeout in the second inning, where Juan Amarante got the K and is now 3 outs away from his first win as a Clearwater Thresher. 1-2 the count. Here's the pitch. Slider low and in. It's 2-2. As we get a new baseball. So Luis Avila did not call time before sending the new baseball out, it seems. And for that, we're getting an automatic ball 3 to Austin Green. So 3 balls, 2 strikes, the count on the violation. And here is the payoff pitch. This one hit high in the air, deep out to right field, but Usu Isidu slides over to his left, makes the catch, and that's the first out of the 9th inning. One gone in the 9th inning, and now Kobe Morales coming up to the plate. Walked and scored in the 7th after stealing 2nd and 3rd. Can't steal first because we're not the Savannah Bananas. First pitch to Kobe. Hit on the ground towards 2nd. Saltabon waits on it, scoops it up, shuffles towards 1st. Hediger makes the catch. 1 pitch for out number 2. And the Tarpons are down to their final batter. Joe De Los Santos is the last thing separating Jesse Rodriguez from having a post-game conversation with John Spikerman. 3-for-3, a walk, 2 steals, and a run. Not a bad game in Spikerman's 2nd game here at BayCare Ballpark. De Los Santos awaits the first pitch. Fastball zips in, and it just misses outside. 1-0 the count. The 1-0 is hit on the ground towards short, picked up by the third baseman, DeMartini. He fires to first, and that's the ball game. The Clearwater Threshers take out the final 6 batters in order from the Tarpons as they take a much-needed victory to start off this 12-game home series with a bang. 7-2 win for the Threshers. A 6-run third inning helps Clearwater take down Tampa and snap a 5-game losing streak against the Tarpons, with all 5 of those games coming at Steinbrenner Field. Threshers are 10-9 against Tampa this season, and 5 of those wins have come here at BayCare Ballpark. Juan Amarante gets his first win as a Thresher. Hey, Bryce Warriker gets the loss. He is now 1-5 with an ERA of 7.71. And no save as the Threshers won by 5. Big win for Clearwater. They now move to a record of 55-52, 12-29 in the second half. And they snap a two-game losing streak as well. And it's been a tough second half for Clearwater for sure. But they have strung together a lot of really solid games over the last couple of weeks with some really good complete outings. And today was no different. Juan Amarante, by far his best performance as a Thresher. Six innings, just two hits and one run, four walks and eight strikeouts. Those six innings, a career high for Amarante, and the eight strikeouts, a season high. The hitter who had a career day for the Threshers, John Spikerman, third-round draft pick, who gets the pleasure of becoming the first 24 draftee to have a chat with Jesse Rodriguez, who's with John by the Threshers dugout right now. Jesse? Thanks, Jesse, and thanks, John, as he joins Jesse Rodriguez. 3-for-3 was Spikerman, two steals, a run, a walk, and a fantastic double play, after which nobody got on base for the Tarpons. Certainly wasn't the case for the Threshers, as we take you through the recap, with Juan Amarante getting the start and his first career win as a Thresher, striking out a season-high 8 in a career-best 6 innings of work on the bump for Clearwater. The Threshers got the scoring started in the second inning when Griffin Burkholder laced a 2-2 pitch to left center field and sped around the bases for a triple in his first ever hit as a pro, in his first ever at bat as a pro. He'd end up scoring later on a balk to give the Threshers a 1-0 lead. Then it was the fifth inning where John Spikerman, our player of the game, led off the fifth inning with a single and moved to second on a base knock by Cody Shojinaga. A walk loaded the bases before Starling Caba greeted the new Tarpons reliever OCL Rodriguez with a single up the middle. Then Dante Norrie followed with a single up the middle, his first hit as a pro. The Phillies' first rounder got also his first two RBIs on that single, bringing the Threshers' lead to 4-0. Then it was Devin Saltibon. Two runs on, Salty goes the opposite way and parks his 14th homer of the year on the berm to cap off a 6th-run fifth for the Threshers and give them a 7-0 lead. That lead would get cut into just a little bit by Tampa, but this was just a fantastically pitched game by the Clearwater Threshers. I mentioned Juan Amarante's career best, but let's take you to the 7th inning now. Man on third, Tarpon's already with a run in the inning, and down John Spikerman makes an easy play. It might be a bit of a base running gaffe coming a second on this play, but Spikerman takes the throw to third base. Starlin Cabba comes from shortstop to make a tag. And that double play ended the inning, stopping a run with the out coming before the final run scored in the ballgame. Brandon Beckel finished the game with an inning and two scoreless. Thanks to that double play, he faced 4 batters in an inning and 2/3, got 5 outs and 2 strikeouts in a perfect 1 2/3 innings. Threshers held on for a 7-2 victory after Luis Avila sent down the Tarpons in order in the 9th inning. And now the Threshers will look to do something similar when they return to BayCare Ballpark tomorrow. They'll be greeted undoubtedly by Finley, as I'm sure he is celebrating a 7-2 victory. Threshers start off the 12-game homestand with a win and look to continue that momentum when we return here tomorrow night at 6:30 p.m. Boy, it's good to be back home here at BayCare Ballpark, especially when the Threshers pull off a dominant victory, scoring the first 7 runs of the game and riding some great pitching out to the end of it. For the fans, we hope you guys enjoyed your time here at BayCare Ballpark, and hopefully we'll see you later this week and next week with the next 11 games for the Threshers taking place here at BayCare Ballpark. Until then, thanks for watching. On behalf of the best production crew in the business, I'm Josh Sperber. Thank you all for tuning in to the Threshers Broadcast Network, and enjoy your Tuesday night.
Let's go, baby! Persistent, Priscilla, you're a legend.